your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Cold squeeze in California.
Financial damage goes to $1 billion.
House vote on college loans.
They'll pass a bill today to cut the interest rates on those loans in half.
The perils of packing a heavy purse.
My shoulders are definitely sore by the end of the day.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. From one end of the U.S. to the other, it's hard to find a spot of warmth. While a big swath of the country scrapes and slides its way back from a dangerous ice storm, in California, Mother Nature has put the state's citrus crop in the deep freeze.
We may lose up to, as I've just heard, up to 70% of our oranges, our lemons, and our grapefruits.
And Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is asking for Washington's help in covering losses of nearly $1 billion. And Selena Harrington, who manages a farmer's market in Pasadena, says it won't end this year.
The big issue is right now is next year's crop is actually what's going to be destroyed because the trees won't produce again next year.
Well, is the end for the frigid temperatures in sight? CBS meteorologist George Cullen.
We have one to possibly two more nights where temperatures will be below freezing.
To the east, the ice has played havoc. The weather is blamed for 54 deaths and tens of thousands of people remain without power. More from CBS News correspondent Kelly Cobiella in Oklahoma.
For 3 days, Susie Mullins has been pulling icicles from the front porch and melting them for drinking water.
It's better than nothing.
When the ice storm knocked out power in Porham, Oklahoma, it also took away the town's ability to pump water.
I took a bath in a quart pot this morning. You do the best you can.
Well, House lawmakers today take up a measure aimed at cutting the burden of paying for a college education. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has the details from Capitol Hill.
Today's bill, the fifth in the Democrats' 100-hour agenda, seeks to cut interest rates on student loans in half, trying to make college more affordable.
I have about $20,000 in student loans right now.
This would be good news for Trevor Montgomery, a senior at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
He's like, college is becoming more and more unaffordable, so just to see this step in the other direction is definitely positive.
Not for the banks, though, who make these government-backed loans and would end up paying some of the added cost. They know they'll lose today's vote in the House, but vow to try to stop this measure in the Senate. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A day after the carnage, the wailing of mourners as they bury some of the more than 140 Iraqis either killed or found dead yesterday. Today, more attacks, including one in the northern city of Kirkuk. Police say 10 people were killed. As part of President Bush's new troop buildup in Iraq, soldiers from Fort Stewart, Georgia are shipping out, some of them for their third tour. CBS News reporter Pete Combs has the story.
He believes in the mission. His soldiers are well trained, but that doesn't make it any easier for Staff Sergeant Joe Pardo to say goodbye to his children again.
Yeah, it's a little harder this time. They're a little older.
Pardo hugs his 8-year-old son, Cesario. Tears run down both their cheeks.
Cesario.
Yes.
What did you tell
him? That I don't want him to leave and I'll miss him.
What did he tell you?
They'll come home soon. I'm about to cry.
As the 141st Field Artillery Unit packs up to leave, there's a lot of that going around. Pete Combs, CBS News, Fort Stewart, Georgia.
Well, if you're a woman who needs a winch to lift your handbag, a warning that it can be a literal pain in the neck. We're live with correspondent Dave Barrett on the CBS Health Watch.
Women are toting twice as much as their mothers did. Handbags keep getting bigger and heavier, typically 7 to 10 pounds now, according to an expert at Baylor Healthcare System. What's in that bag?
Normally it's just makeup kit, files, because I have to bring them back and forth to work, and just accessories and lunch.
Some handbags come with a built-in light, so you can check to see if all your stuff is still in there. Chiropractors say the bag's too heavy. If your neck is pulled to one side and you have to keep hiking up your shoulder to make the bag stay, ideally the bag should be no more than 10% of your total body weight. Nick?
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The search resumes this morning for anybody who might not have made it out of that Colorado Springs apartment complex that burned yesterday. Springs Fire Chief says they still haven't been able to get inside to make sure everybody escaped.
The best records we have for the occupancy of this particular facility is in the manager's office. The manager's office is under a great deal of debris, and we don't know if those records will even be available.
Investigators still trying to figure out what caused that blaze that left 150 people homeless and hurt at least two dozen. Two Burford High School students still in serious condition this morning, and the school's principal says It looks like they will each lose a leg after being struck Monday night on a country road while changing a tire.
There was no place to pull off the road. I'm sure they got off as far as they could.
Police say the girl who ran into the boys, pinning them between the two cars, may face charges pending an investigation, and no, they don't think drugs or booze were involved. And despite less snow than last year, Colorado's ski industry says its numbers are up 7%. When it set a record with 12 million snow riders, Molly Cuff of Colorado Ski Country says, in fact, the state didn't have as much snow as last year is proof that it's more about the overall experience you get than just how much snow falls. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. We are starting off the commute with several issues. We have a multi-car crash tying up eastbound I-70 just east of Wadsworth in Lakeside. Four cars blocking that right lane. Couple of wrecks off the highway downtown Santa Fe at 7th and 13th and Osage. I-25 still running clear for you, though, through the Tech Center and into the downtown area. In Boulder, calm and quiet. The turnpike is lighting up to speed. Security wait time.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
Our unlikely Illinois politician, Abraham Lincoln, and Obama is not exactly discouraging that comparison. The story after this.
The following is an announcement paid for by the American Jewish Committee.
We just marked Martin Luther King Day. Dr. King's vision should be with us year-round. Remember his stirring words at the Lincoln Memorial? I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. We've come a long way since then, but there's more to do. We at AJC were honored to give Dr. King our highest award in 1965. He declared then, "Yes, we shall overcome, because the arc of a moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." He also denounced anti-Semitism and praised AJC's civil rights work as early as 1911, when, as he said, few men dare to speak out. We've been at it ever since. With hatred and intolerance still alive, we should all heed Dr. King's plea to be our brother's keeper and never to become a nation of onlookers. Visit us at AJC.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
So far, Barack Obama hasn't done anything wrong on the national stage. That's because he hasn't been around long enough. At age 45, he's only been in the Senate for 2 years. But then Abraham Lincoln had only been in the House of Representatives for 2 years when he became president. It is not a coincidence that Obama's expected campaign kickoff will be in Springfield, Illinois, 2 days before Lincoln's birthday. Obama is something different, and as he says,
I've been struck by how hungry we all are for a different kind of politics.
Something new.
America's ready to turn the page. America is ready for a new set of challenges.
He has a way with people, as his friend and advisor David Axelrod says.
Barack Obama has the ability to walk into any room and feel comfortable with people, and it's an extraordinary gift.
And he is smart enough not to come on too strong at this point, or to say too much.
For the next several weeks, I'm going to talk with people from around the country, listening and learning more about the challenges we face as a nation, the opportunities that lie before us, and the role that a presidential campaign might play in bringing our country together.
But all of this seems rather sudden. Is America ready for an African-American president? Former NAACP Chairman Kwesi Mfume.
I think that the only way you find out is that you go and you present yourself and you offer yourself up. This is not the America it was 20 years ago or 40 years ago. Well, I think they do look at race differently in this generation, and thank God.
Podcasts and MP3s of The Osgood File can be found at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is a marvelous cleaning machine, and it's so light it's a pleasure to use. It outperforms vacuums weighing 3 times as much, and it's so sanitary it won't spew a cloud of dust back in your face the way those other bagless vacuums do. And to keep it running like new, we'll give you 3 free annual tune-ups. Try my amazing 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
The Osgood File, January 17th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Morning, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy today and a high of 37. Jay Marvin along with John M. and John Turk producing the show. Good morning, gentlemen.
A pleasure as always.
Yeah, here's some great news. We had a chance for snow again on Saturday night and on Sunday, but it only says, slight chance of snow, but only about 10% this Saturday. Slight chance of snow on Saturday night. And on Sunday, a slight chance of snow.
You know, anything
kind of
less.
Enough's enough.
Anything less than 6 inches is minor these days.
Oh, well. I have just. Man.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Why is it what we want? Why isn't it what they want? And you can carry this out to Iraq. You can carry it out to Iran. You can carry it out to Cuba. You can carry it out to any number of countries that this is our history and goes back for, you know, to the 1900s. I mean, it just goes back farther than that. The idea that it's always what we want, not what they want, and then when we try to influence them or, in some cases in our history, force them to adhere to what we want, then they end up being angry at us. And we can't figure out why they don't like us, and our leaders never tell us the truth about why the people on the street don't particularly care for us. Examples being that when I was in Cuba in 1996, the average Cuban does not dislike Americans. The average Cuban just does not like or understand the United States government. Now, they may have problems with their own government, and they spoke openly to me about that, and they have gripes about it. But they always came across with a sense of, well, yeah, we've got problems, and yeah, things are a mess, but we'd like to figure the mess out. We don't want you coming from the north and then telling us how to figure the mess out. Now, in Iraq, how happy do you think the Iraqis are, for instance, when 70% of the school children no longer go to school daily because of the violence? Don't you think that the Iraqis are sitting there saying, look, we'd like to figure this out. We'd like to figure out what we're going to do. The Cubans want to figure out what they're going to do.
But Bush said in his 60 Minutes interview that the Iraqis should be grateful to us.
Yeah, but it's the idea. But it's the idea that it's like Iran. I mean, you read things about Iran. The younger people in Iran are not happy with the Iranian government.
No.
And they're not happy with these religious zealots that are running the country. But is it up to us to say to them, this is what you need to do, or is it up to them to decide what they want to do? And we never have, and never have had, as far as I know, any kind, this question ever raised in a presidential race, this question ever raised in a Senate race, this question ever raised in national dialogue. I've never heard anybody really get on national TV and the mainstream media and raise their hand and say to anybody in the administration, but wait a minute, why is it up to you? I'm not only talking about this administration,
right.
I'm talking about all the administrations. Why is it up to you to decide what another sovereign country is going to do?
Good point. I mean, yeah, you're right. I've never heard anybody say that. It's like, hey, Father knows best. We know
right.
What's best for you.
Right. I mean, if the mayor, I've always used this example on the air. If the mayor of Havana stood up and said, what you guys in Denver need, okay, is less stadiums and more snow removal, do you think the people of Denver, do you think Mayor Hickenlooper would take that kindly?
I think he would take great umbrage.
No, we would all tell the mayor of Havana, mind your own business and go, you know, go pick a coconut or something.
You know, it was like when Tancredo was talking about Miami being a third world country.
Right.
I mean, here's a Colorado congressman criticizing Miami.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a perfect example. All right, 619, 19 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive.
I was-
was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
Fair and Five. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Sylvan can help your child improve in math, from fractions and multiplication to algebra, geometry, and more. To help your child master any level of math, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
Cursing at your cursor, plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support. By phone or in person, hardware or software, no task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Why do Office Solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Get to Elevation Outfitters now through February 1st and save 20 to 50% off selected apparel from the North Face, Patagonia, Spyder, and more. The end of season sale is here and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Jay's back.
Look at his body. Thin.
Jay Marvin.
Oh, he's a sexy guy.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I'm working on getting it off, trust me. Find out on Friday how much I've lost. 622, 22 minutes after 6 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. High today, 37, breezy. Jay Marvin along with John M. And we're hanging in here this morning. Following Senator Allard's announcement of retirement, one of the names being circulated is ex-Congressman Scott McInnes, now a lawyer lobbyist that he plans to run for the seat. However, Executive Director at Progress Now, Michael Huttner, points out, and a lot of people point it out, but he points out, that Mr. McInnes may have some ethical problems. And you can find out more about this at progressnowaction.org, but we've got Michael on the line bright and early. And, Michael, I understand you're not even in Denver. Where are you, Philadelphia or someplace?
I'm in Minneapolis today.
Oh, you're in Minneapolis this morning. Okay, well, how is it there? Nice and warm?
It's colder than it is in Colorado.
I don't know. Don't be too sure about that. It was 11 degrees when I drove in this morning. All right, let's talk about Mr. McInnes, and let's talk about his situation. Now, the only thing I'm aware of, there was some dubious question about his wife getting paid like $40,000 out of his campaign war chest, and he didn't even have a campaign going?
Yeah, that's what was so unbelievable. He actually had announced that people here in Colorado, or in Colorado there, remember that in the summer of 2003, McInnes announced he was not going to seek another term in office. And yet, a year later, There was a Federal Election Commission investigation of him because his wife continued to be on the payroll, not for a matter of weeks, but actually for over a year, and she earned not over $40,000 plus the use of a car and a cell phone and a benefits package, and this was over a year after he had announced and decided not to run again for Congress.
Now, did they find any wrongdoing on his part?
My understanding is that the commission actually was so swamped in 04 that it was dismissed, but the interesting part, it wasn't dismissed because there wasn't any on the merits. It was dismissed because procedurally they were just overwhelmed with complaints. So we're looking into right now whether it's worth once again reinvestigating this and actually getting a hearing on the merits of whether he was violating federal election law because he was bankrolling his wife with his campaign contributions.
Now, surely he and the people who surround him have got to know that if he runs for the Senate, somebody, I mean, even if Congressman Udall were to sit quiet and say nothing about that, that somebody, some 527, me, you, somebody's going to bring that up.
Absolutely. We're already raising it. McGinnis, who, like you say, is really now pushing his luck as a lawyer lobbyist, lobbying for some of the most causes that we don't like. He really did skirt the law here, and the only reason that the Federal Election Commission didn't get to him is because he wasn't running for Congress again at that point, and they just had other things to work on. But this is something that clearly looks like he was violating the law. And it's certainly an ethical issue that he's going to have to face.
All right. Has he got anything else that we don't know about that you found out that the mainstream media doesn't say anything about him?
You know, there was one mention where in back in 04, he actually said, I'm going to use over my leftover campaign contributions, about $1.3 million. I'm going to use them to start a new foundation for breast cancer research and environmental conservation. And instead, that's the exact same money he used to pay for his wife on this bankroll. And the only contribution we found is not to any kind of breast cancer research or conservation, but actually to the Tom DeLay Legal Expense Trust, which he gave a donation on September 29th of 04 for $5,000.
Oh, wonderful.
So this is a person who claimed he was going to help out breast cancer research and the environment and start this foundation, and instead, the only thing that we know he's ever used the money for is to help his spouse and to help Tom DeLay. And we find that ethically questionable at best.
I think most people would find that ethically I wouldn't say most people. I'm sure there's, some in the hard right who don't care one way or the other about that and refuse to believe the things about DeLay and would refuse to believe that. But I think most average Coloradoans would find that to be kind of questionable. And knowing this and knowing that there are others out there who know about this, and now, of course, you on here, you're getting the information out. This guy's still determined to go ahead and run. He must really want this job badly, or do we know for a fact that he is or is not going to run? Has he said?
You know, all indicators that he is planning to run. He was waiting for Howard to make his decision. But even before that, he was going out of his way to call the papers and try to get his name in the paper saying, oh, I'm all for Allard, and if he doesn't run, I'm interested. He's a big self-promoter. I think he is going to run, but I think there's likely, because he has these ethical issues, to be other Republicans like Bob Schaefer, who, as much as he's very conservative, to his credit, stuck to his term limits pledge. One thing that's not mentioned in our press release is McGinnis is another example of somebody who paraded the term limits pledge and paraded his opponents, and then a number of years later decided he wasn't going to keep his own pledge. So he actually broke his own term limits pledge as well.
Yeah, he's kind of like Tom. He's like Tom Tancredo in that respect.
Exactly. They give this holier than thou when they're not in office, and then once they get in office, they decide they want to stay there for as long as they wish, and they disregard their pledge.
All right, if people want to find out more about Scott McGinnis and also about your organization and want to get involved in trying to stop McGinnis early on, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, they could go visit our website, progressnowaction.org, and we're calling this one. We're trying to come up with a good way so people can remember McGinnis. Right now, we're using McLobbyist because he lobbies for so many different causes, from the big oil companies and other causes. We're trying to actually dig those up right now. But if people have a name, go to progressnowaction.org. If they have ideas, let us know. It's very early. This is just starting, but this is going to be the most targeted U.S. Senate race in the country next year.
Well, we, like you, will be in it full force. So we're always happy to put you guys on and give you as much help as we can. So look, everybody go to progressnowaction.org. That's www.progressnowaction.org, and find out more about Mr. McGinnis and help him out if you can. Contributions, of course, are always welcome. And, Michael, thank you so much for getting up early and being on the show.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Michael. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. There's Michael Huttner, and a little information there about Mr. McGinnis, who seems to have a few ethical lapses, including his wife being funded out of his campaign war chest. And about claiming that he's going to give part of his money left over from his previous campaigns to breast cancer research, but instead gave it to Tom DeLay's defense fund.
Speaking of DeLay.
Speaking of Tom DeLay.
What is the story on his trial?
Well, it's like anything else. It's procedural. It's grinding along. I mean, they're working on it. It should get underway sometime this year.
Yeah, of course, they finally started the Scooter Libby trial.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you see what the one jurist that they dismissed yesterday said about when they were asked about, because they were asking people about bias against the Bush administration. Did you see what the one jurist said?
They couldn't believe anything they said or something?
No. The one jurist answered, yes, I'm biased against the Bush administration. Nothing you could say or do would change my mind or convince me otherwise on how bad the Bush administration is. And, of course, they had to let the juror go.
I was going to say, you're dismissed.
You're dismissed. Thank you very, very, very much. All right. It's 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up, we're going to talk to you a little bit. You going to stick around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about 24.
I love that show.
I've never seen it. And there's a controversy about 24. Keith Olbermann kind of started it. And we'll talk about that coming up a little bit. But first, let's get a look at traffic now with Condoleezza Rice.
Thank you for that compliment.
What compliment? Nothing. I'm only kidding.
I don't think it was intended that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it as a compliment if I were in Saudi Arabia, but go ahead.
All right. Well, we've got several hotspots right now. Lakeside, we had four cars blocking the lane eastbound I-70 just east of Wadsworth. So traffic's really stacking up behind the side of Wheat Ridge. Also on the eastbound lanes right near Quebec, watch out for a problem. Southbound 25 at 84th, we had multi-cars sitting on both sides of the shoulder. That's really adding to your delays out of Thornton North Glen. Weather today, sunny and warmer with a high of 36 right now. Fair and 9 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
American Idol continues tonight.
Think you've seen it all? Just wait. On Fox.
If your child struggles with homework, it could be a sign of an underlying problem in school.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh R.E. Turner is seasoned, seared, and served on a bed of crisp romaine. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
Let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, the National Western Stock Show is in town, and once again, Rocky's Autos is proud to be involved. Rocky's is an official sponsor of the National Western Draft Horse Show and Pull at the Event Center. The Draft Horse Show begins this Friday and runs through Sunday, the 21st, and as usual, Rocky's Autos gets in contact with the community by offering thousands of free tickets to local charities for the show. So if you're involved with a local charity and want to take some folks, just call 303. 303- 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. And while you're out at the National Western Stock Show, make sure to stop by the Rockies Autos booth in the Hall of Education for free hats, pictures, and autographs from Shaggy, Audra, and Officer Odell. Tickets are available at King Supers. Rockies is also continuing their popular matching down program. Bring in any cash amount up to $1,500, and Rockies will match that for you. They'll give you up to $3,000 to put down on your next clean late model car, truck, van, or SUV. And don't forget to check out Rockies online, too, at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies Autos, big supporters of this show, and Mary and I are big customers of Rockies. As a matter of fact, as I said before, made it through the blizzard, both blizzards, with no problem. Our little four-wheel drive vehicle that we got at Rockies, and that thing hums, man. It's a great car. And you'll find nothing but great vehicles out there. Say hello to my friends out there like Sergio and Spanky Herrera and Marv Alshear and the rest of them. That's Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Have you or someone you know suffered a stroke? Colorado Neurological Institute is seeking individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety and effectiveness of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:36, 36 minutes past the hour. Breezy, high today, 37. Jay Marvin along with John M. and you and John Turk, who produces the show. And we're all hanging in here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check us out online at am760.net. You can stream on am760.net. You can download podcasts of the show on am760.net. You can IM us at am760.net. Here's the premises of this, that the show 24 on Fox is basically a propaganda program for the right wing and for the Bush administration. I didn't start this theory. I've never seen the show. John's seen it. Hold your fire, John. Here's Keith Olbermann from last night and his take on 24. And I'd love to have, if you've seen the show, love to talk to you at 303-713-7600.
It's a familiar tactic for grabbing and holding the public's attention, beloved by both the Bush administration and, just as another example, Fox News Channel. Step one, fear. And if step one does not work, step two, more fear. In our fourth story in the countdown, it is also evidently how the producers of the Fox series 24 plan to keep viewers during the show's sixth year, as evidenced in the first 30 seconds of the season premiere.
America has been victimized again. Last night's terrorist attack in San Antonio is now the latest in this series of bombings that began 11 weeks ago in 10 different cities. Over 900 people have been killed thus far, and while no one is claiming responsibility for this wave of death, evidence points to Islamic militants. Here in Los Angeles, the mood can only be described as tense and fearful, as the Department of Homeland Security is urging all citizens to report without delay any suspicious persons or activities. We spoke with a department spokesperson who says, quote, "We don't want to start a witch hunt, but we would rather err on the side of caution than become the next target."
If that wasn't enough to scare or outrage you, the rest of the four-hour, two-night show opener featured a mall attack, a would-be suicide bomber on a subway, and a successful suicide bombing on a passenger bus. Not in places where these things have already happened, but in a country called the United States of America. In case you missed the point, the show finished up with a nuclear weapon detonating in a major American city, literally conjuring up the administration's imagery for the war in Iraq, the good old mushroom cloud. Right-wing websites leaving no doubt as to what they think viewers should take away from this fictional attack. Case in point, newsbusters.org says this scene, quote, "should be required viewing for all media members who question what's at risk and whether there really is a war on terror," and accuses the media of undermining the Bush administration and, quote, "downplaying the seriousness of terrorism."
Four more of these things out there. At least the rest of us didn't make it into a sitcom. And by that logic, of course, somewhere in this country there really is a cheerleader who will never die. There's at least one real-life talking dog and a mother and a daughter who patter back and forth like the Gilmore Girls. Is 24 propaganda, is it fear-mongering, or is it a program-length commercial for one political party? I'm joined now by Robert Greenwald, who made the documentary film Outfoxed. Thanks again for your time tonight, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Most people obviously recognize the show's fictional, but how well does the fictionalizing of seemingly actual terror events like subway and bus bombings and sort of templating them over the United States landscape work as a fear tactic?
Well, we know how susceptible people are to fear, some of it with good reason. The tragedy, as we know, has been how this administration has played on people's fears and how Fox News and Fox in general has used it over and over and over again. As you say, people can tell the difference. This is fiction. What we're dealing with in the world at times is fact. You know, of course, the question is, can this administration tell the difference, given that every day we get a different reason about who we should be afraid of, why we should be afraid, and why we went to war?
And the old line, of course, seems to apply here about people insisting TV does not impact the public's perceptions, and then you point out, well, gee whiz, all those advertisers must have wasted every dollar they ever spent on television. But if the irrational right can claim that the news is fixed to try to alter people's minds, or that networks should be boycotted for nudity or for immorality, shouldn't those same groups be saying 24 should be taken off TV because it's naked brainwashing?
Yes, well, I don't think those groups have ever talked about brainwashing, but it's a very good point, because I think one of the most devastating things that has happened with that show has been the narrative that torture works, where over and over again they show that there's this ticking bomb scenario, which is a false idea to begin with, right, that you have 1 second to get X information to save all these people's lives, and the only way to solve it is by torturing somebody. We've seen the results of torture. It doesn't work, and you get false information. And that's where the show and other shows like it really do a disservice, because they affect a kind of narrative and a way that people throughout the country start to believe, yeah, well, I really don't like torture, but I better use it because it's the only way to save my country.
John McCain did a cameo in the series and joked about torture afterwards. Senator Cornyn has now done a promo on Fox News about this series. And, of course, there was the Love Fest at the Heritage Foundation last year, starring the producers, some of the actors, Secretary Chertoff from Homeland Security, and comedian Rush Limbaugh. I mean, we've had lines between reality and TV blurred before. There's a whole alternate universe quality to the West Wing. But does this not begin to look at this point like the blurring of the lines here is deliberate?
Well, it certainly seems to be that way. And, of course, when you have the vice president and the former secretary of defense saying this is their favorite show, it does give you pause to wonder about what really is going on here. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but, of course, the fact that the show is on Fox raises all of our eyebrows. Now, having said that, you know, there's some very good execution in this show, and that's what makes the sort of moral questions that you're asking even more important and more important that people tell the difference, and that we raise hell when they cross a line that shouldn't be crossed, blurring the fact with the fiction.
Is there some tangible way that this could actually help a president who has relied, who has campaigned on, you know, our party will protect you and the other guys, you're on your own?
Well, I don't know what's going to help this president, given where his ratings are. I don't know that an angel coming down would save him right now. But I think any time that one is using fear to create a concern among the electorate, to create a concern in our country, and to motivate and push people and say, you better be afraid, you better be very afraid, the more we keep hearing that message, I think the more we need to push back against it and ask the hard questions.
Maybe Touched by an Angel can make a comeback, as you just suggested it. Robert Greenwald, maker of the documentary Outfoxed, thank you for joining us tonight, sir.
All right, there's Keith Olbermann from Countdown, courtesy of MSNBC at 6:43, 43 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You seen this show? 303-713-7600. Is it propaganda? Quickly, John, is it?
No, totally off base. Very rarely do I totally disagree with Olbermann, but, you know, like Sigmund Freud once said, yes, gentlemen, this may be a phallic symbol, but sometimes a cigar is just a good cigar. I mean, nuclear threats on this show are as common as commercial breaks. In season two, nuclear power plant or the nuclear warhead threat, nuclear power plant meltdown, and a nuclear tipped cruise missile threat in season four. Each playing out differently. In season two, the culprit was the American government, members with the military working in cahoots with big oil to gin up a Middle East invasion using false evidence linking Arab states to a WMD plot. Yeah, that's classic right-wing propaganda right there. In the new season of 24, Jack starts to torture this guy and then backs off. He can't do it anymore. He keeps saying throughout the show, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this.
Jack Bauer. All right, let's go to the phones here and see what people think. Here's Liz in Denver. Liz, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Nice to have you back.
Thanks.
I was infuriated, too, with Keith Olbermann because, you know, this is saying that I should be afraid to go out at night because I watched Buffy and the vampires are going to get me. It was ridiculous that he's saying that this is going to make me fearful every day when I walk outside the house. It's purely fiction. And what he didn't show was that, you know, the next line after that was that, oh, we can't, you know, create fear-mongering and we can't, you know, put people in prison because they're, you know, we think they're a terrorist. It's absolute nonsense. And it's like he must think that the American people are complete idiots.
Well, I think some people, though, can't tell fiction from reality. I think there are some people who watch the small screen and think that it's real. But I think, by and large, I've never seen the show, so I can't say. The only thing I gleaned out of this thing last night, which I find real interesting, is the point that the extreme religious right is always railing about nudity and sex on television and on cable systems, but they never have anything to say about violence.
Yeah.
Violence doesn't bother them, apparently. So, in other words, here's the deal. Don't let two men or two women have sex. Don't let unmarried couples have sex. Don't show sex. Don't talk about sex. But you know what? If you want to take a 44 and bludgeon somebody to death with it, go ahead and do it. That's okay. But other than that, I don't know. I don't know if it's propaganda or not. You say it's not. And, I take you and John M's word for it.
Well, I mean, I'm not as left-wing as left-wing comes, and I just find it pure entertainment. It's a lot of fun. It's a rush ride. And the other thing that always cracks me up, and I'm sure John M. can attest to this, is that they always have Fox News on.
Yeah.
And they will make little snide remarks about Fox News.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hilarious because it's like it's on Fox, and that's the other thing. Is that it just happens to be a television show that's on Fox.
I agree.
It's not a Fox-made program. And that's where they're blurring the lines, is that this is just a television show. It could be on ABC, it could be on NBC, and the result will still be the same.
All right. Hey, Liz, thanks. Appreciate the call.
All right, Jay. Have a great day.
All right, you too. If you've seen the show 24, you want to comment on it. Is it propaganda for the administration and for the GOP? 303-713-7600. I got three open lines. We'll take more of your calls coming up. 647, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it looks like we may be in for a tough ride. We've got several issues right now, major ones along our freeways, including a multi-car wreck eastbound I-70 between Wadsworth and Sheridan in your Lakeside area. So we have ongoing cleanup there. Was blocking the right lane. Further down, of course, we have a one-car wreck right at Quebec. But we also have a multi-car crash now. It's affecting southbound 25 at 84th. Looks like we have several vehicles sitting off on both sides of the shoulder. So obviously folks are slowing down to take a look, and that is going to slow you down getting out of Thornton North as well. Weather outlook today, sunny and warmer with a high of 36.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
So darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:50. 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Hey, it doesn't hurt to laugh in the morning, you know? What else can you do? High today, 37. And we're talking about the show 24. Is it right-wing propaganda or not? Oberman last night on Countdown was talking to Robert Greenwald, maker of Outfoxed, and they were speculating whether it was propaganda or not. Let's go back to the phones and go to Tammy in Golden. Tammy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
What Keith Oberman said, I absolutely agree with your last caller with Liz. I absolutely agree with John M. Ridiculous. Several of the things that are brought up in the show. First, I am an advocate of the show. It's quality programming, it's quality drama, and it's received all kinds of awards. But beyond that, the first four-hour show that Oberman was talking about also dealt with some extremely controversial issues that were not in the president's best interest, things like enemy combatants and picking up innocent people because they happen to be affiliated with the Islamic religion and detaining them without charge, detaining their lawyers without charge. It's going to bring a lot of conversation up, but certainly it's no more propaganda than American Idol is. Another Fox show.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't think 24 is partisan. I think it's paranoid. You know, that's the whole atmosphere, sustaining a paranoid suspense, which means, you know, you got to have a lot of threats, extreme, surprising from all sides.
The other thing, in terms of the folks who take it as reality, I mean, no, the premise of the show, if you're not familiar, is it's 24 hours. It's one
right, he's got
day.
20, he's got one day to solve the problem, correct?
Well, and I had a feeling if we had a problem with terrorists or Colombian drug lords or Russian mafia one day a year, that's actually a pretty good average.
Yeah, you know, and also, like, Democrats and liberals, we've constantly been criticizing the administration for not doing enough to secure the old Soviet nuclear material, just like the suitcase bomb that detonated.
It's a wonderful show,
yeah,
for conversation, to bring up, for people to look at issues. What price safety, what price freedom? I mean, it gets to some very basic value debates that we've got going on in this country. I don't think it takes one side or another. It's a thrill ride. it's kind of like a bus with a bomb on it that can't go under 50 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, yuck.
And
Speed.
No, not,
that was
yeah,
a great movie.
I'm not
movie.
Afraid to cross the street because there might be an RTD barreling down on me.
I am.
Oh, I'm
I am. Analogy. I never cross Colfax. I go the long way around.
Yeah, with the trains, maybe, the light rail. But... No, the Overman is making a mountain out of a molehill.
All right,
yeah, I agree.
It's a fictional show that takes both sides and will be create some interesting conversations about some very important issues.
Yeah.
All right, Tammy, thanks.
Well
appreciate
said,
it.
Tammy.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go to Bill in the Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Slim.
Hey, what's up? I'm working on it.
Yeah, you are. I'm going to inject a note of caution here. I don't know if Overman's right or wrong, but I'll tell you this. I am an itinerant radio dial flipper, and the right-wing talkers who basically go by the talking points, the Laura Ingrams, Pragers, Hannitys, Hewitts, and all, they promote the heck out of this show all the time.
That's because it's going right over their
show.
It's going right over their heads. They're missing the underlying theme, I think.
Oh, is that what it
is?
I don't get it?
But, John, I think they're targeting an audience who's also missing the underlying theme. They're talking their gullible base. They're trying to strengthen their base. And Laura Ingram and Pat Buchanan spent about 20 minutes yesterday morning in praise of this and what message it should have.
What were you doing over there listening to them yesterday morning?
Because you were talking about cars.
That wasn't yesterday. That was Monday.
That was Monday. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
You know, okay, let me bang your head against the dashboard.
Thanks a lot, pal.
So you abandoned me to go listen to them?
Only briefly. I came back to you.
What does that mean? I can't talk about cars anymore?
Yeah, but I'll be back. I always come back.
Okay, so you outed yourself in the process of trying to criticize the show.
But I'm honest. I did.
Yeah, you did. All right.
I always come back.
Okay, so what about John M's premise, though? Seriously, real quickly here. What about John M's premise? Maybe the Hugh Hewitts and the Hannitys and Laura Ingram and those people on the crazed right, maybe they just don't get it. Maybe they don't get what the show's about, and so they can't understand it. So therefore, they're promoting something they don't get.
I agree with that, but they're targeting their listenership who also doesn't get it, and that's how we got Bush in the first place.
Okay, but one last point about that.
Yeah.
Don't you think no matter what the show was, their listeners would get the same message? Because they get the same message out of everything.
Well, that's a good point, too.
I mean, no matter what you talk about, they draw the same message. No matter what's out there, they pick the same message up. No matter what they see, they walk away with the exact same message, which is to reinforce what they already think.
I agree with that. I just thought it was suspicious that this show gets promoted so much over there.
Well, and it does get promoted a lot on right-wing blogs, too.
Yeah, it does.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a right-wing show. It doesn't. And once again, I go back to the thing I said earlier, which I find amazing, particularly in Prager's case, who to me is an awfully boring guy on the air. I mean, he always has been.
Oh, yeah.
But he's one of these guys that gets real moralistic. He's always in this moralistic, you know, thing. I mean, he's the guy who raised that whole Keith Ellison thing, which was a bunch of hooey. But,
right.
But if this show contained a lot of references to sex and had any kind of raciness to it, Prager and those people would be all over it. But it doesn't make any difference what's on television or what runs on the cable that has to do with a ton of violence, which I happen to like violence. I like to watch it because I know the difference between fiction and fact. But they would be all over anything having to do with sex. I would love to call one of them up and ask them why it is that they say nothing about violence on the radio.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
I mean, not violence on the radio, but I'm sorry, but violence on TV and on the cable, it's the same hypocrisy where people who put softcore porn and also porn in hotel rooms are some of the biggest contributors to the Republican Party, yet the morally upright religious right and the right stay quiet about that. Why is that?
Absolutely. All right, so
we've come to the conclusion that 24 is not a GOP talking point. Do we agree?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
All right, watch the show more and then tell me what you think.
All right.
All right, thanks, Bill. Coming up next, Matt Ingwaldson, And we'll talk about Tom Tancredo running, you got it, for the presidency of the United States. They'll build a wall around the White House.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A day without orange juice may be like a day without sunshine, but California's extended cold snap could force people on a budget to skip the OJ.
This is Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. It was yet another night of cold weather below freezing temperatures. This is bad news for farmers, especially citrus growers. Citrus crops like oranges and lemons are especially vulnerable. Officials estimate that nearly $1 billion worth of citrus crops have already been destroyed, and growers say shoppers can expect higher prices at supermarkets.
Governor Schwarzenegger is asking the government to come up with emergency assistance for California growers. In Huntsville, Texas, it's a rare sight. Snow.
Ooh, not in a while. Not in a while.
This is something we'll never see around here.
The latest winter storm swept from North Texas to North Carolina. From the southwest to the northeast, hundreds of thousands of families are still feeling the effects of the last ice and snowstorm. CBS's Ron Dewey has a snapshot from Detroit.
Many of these residents have been without power since Monday, with another cold day ahead before the power's back on.
They say the estimators are going to be between 14 and 16 hours.
Neighbors have been sharing gas-powered generators to keep their furnaces running, and for some, leaving the house is not an option.
They have a very elderly mother, and you're thinking of, well, go to a motel just to be safe and secure, but then you're worried about your house.
Ron Dewey, CBS News, Detroit.
The stomach flu that's sweeping the country has health officials worried. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, just how bad is this?
Well, bad enough that federal health officials are setting up a nationwide conference call with disease experts to try to figure out just how widespread it is. What they're tracking is the norovirus, an intestinal bug that spreads fast. It's made news before on cruise ships. It's been bad in Boston with nearly 4,000 people treated in emergency rooms the past 6 weeks, and at California's San Quentin prison, where a quarantine's just been lifted. Frank?
Iraq's latest spasm of sectarian violence has claimed at least 17 more lives, victims of the bomb that went off in a busy marketplace in the Baghdad Sadr City slum district. In this country, members of the 3rd Infantry Division are shipping out for Iraq from Fort Stewart, Georgia.
You know, you just try to keep all that emotions in. I just enjoy as much time as I can before I leave.
For some, this is the third tour in Iraq. House Democrats are set to pass a cut in student loan rates. Ohio State University advisor Tally Hart says a loan break could make a big difference for some students.
This initiative is so important to help encourage them to stay and finish, knowing that their repayment will be reasonable.
But lenders say they just won't write as many college loans if they have to settle for lower interest. The clock and the calendar stopped for no man, even if he can float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Former heavyweight champ Muhammad Ali is 65 today. Wholesale prices up 0.9% last month. S&P futures down 3 points. This is CBS News.
And good morning. I'm John Abb with it. AM 760 local news update. Intel has put its plant in Colorado Springs up for sale and says it'll close that facility if it doesn't find a buyer. The fate of the plant's 1,000 employees depends on whether or not the plant's sold and what the buyer plans on doing with it. Search resumes today for anybody who might not have made it out of that Colorado Springs apartment complex that burned to the ground yesterday. Investigators still trying to figure out what caused the blaze that left at least 150 people homeless and hurt at least 24. Up to 500 people are expected to attend a public forum in Denver today on a recommended overhaul of the nation's school system. Organizers say so many people were interested in the meeting, it had to be moved to the Colorado Convention Center. And an alert Dairy Queen clerk is getting credit for helping authorities catch a suspected counterfeiter. Jeffco cops say the clerk refused to accept a $100 bill from a drive-through customer. She then wrote down the driver's license plate and called the cops, who then traced that plate to a home and arrested a 28-year-old guy. That's your AM 760 progressive
talk. Wait. Hold on a second. So you got this guy who goes to the Dairy Queen
and hands her a $100 bill.
Let me have a Brazier burger with cheese, a large order of fries, two large drinks, and what does that come to? About $6.95, $5.95. By the way, do you have change for $100?
Well, you know.
What a moron.
Most of them are.
Yeah, they are.
Most crooks are morons.
Or did he go through and order, you know, $70 worth of food? I mean, how could you get away? How could you think you could get away with that?
The idea of counterfeiting hundreds and fifties is ridiculous. You know, you counterfeit tens and twenties.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Why don't you just tell the feds out there that you've had these ideas? Under this administration, they'll get a search warrant for your house.
Nobody checks. Nobody checks a 10 or a 20.
But it just amazes me that the man order, please. Yeah, I'd like a Dairy Queen Brazier burger, 13 chocolate sundaes, 25 large diet Pepsis. And by the way, do you have change for 100? Busted. Right?
Remember that scene in Bananas?
Yeah.
Woody Allen walks in there and orders one. Oh, that's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Condoleezza Rice with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. You may still encounter a couple of slow spots eastbound I-70 in two areas between Wadsworth and Sheridan in the Lakeside area and Colorado to Quebec, both of those from earlier wrecks. Southbound 25 still struggling out of Thornton North Glen from another multi-car crash near 84th. Had a new problem northbound 25 approaching 6th. And if you're headed up into the mountains, westbound I-70 was still tied up near Floyd Hill. That was due to a rollover. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today. Weather outlook, sunny and warmer with a high of 36. Currently fair and 12 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin has 57 trails open, and the season is now in full gear. Don't forget to check out the High Adventure Series clinics and special events like the Jeep Terrain Park Challenge on Saturday, January 27th. Go to arapahoebasin.com for details.
Let's kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, because here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh RD Turner is seasoned, seared, and served on a bed of crisp romaine. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And when I walked away from Iowa, I had this feeling in the bottom of my heart. And, you know, I'm not a person to just blow smoke at you, Neil, or anybody for that matter. But when I walked away from Iowa, I thought to myself, there is a place for me here. There, everywhere I went, Neil, everywhere, people said, we are hungry for a candidate that actually talks about and cares about our issues. And they were talking about more than immigration, but it was a big one.
Well, there is. Tommy Tancredo, Mad Tommy, 707, 7 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Stream us at am760.net, get podcasts. If you missed the interview this morning at 620 with Michael Huttner about Scott McGinnis, you can go to am760.net and get that on podcast. And you can also IM us at am760.net. Let's talk to an old friend who helped us with the election and did an absolutely great job, and that's Matt Ingwalson. He's the author of ColoradoLib.com and a contributor to Squarestate.net. And we're going to talk about Tom Tancredo's now his run for the presidency, Of course, he's done this thing about exploratory committees, which to me, if you're going to run, just come out and run. But I guess an exploratory committee is to see if you can get money. And from what I saw this morning, Matt, in the paper, Mr. Tancredo has $10,000. That, in the presidential race, is not going to get you down the block.
Jay, Tancredo's playing with the big hits now, and I think that that's going to become apparent to him pretty quickly.
I mean, he's going to have to. You got to raise serious cash to run. But is he seriously thinking that he can do this, or is he more interested in getting his agenda across, or is he more interested in getting Tommy's face on the tube?
Well, Tom Tancredo has he has a messiah complex. I think a lot of people just follow the guy, and they're kind of obsessed with him. I think that he sort of lives in this bubble where, in his head, he probably thinks that he can make these issues. He can start leapfrogging people in the polls and come in, I mean, not first, not second in Iowa, maybe not even third. But if he comes in third or fourth, I think to him that's a victory, and he can see in his head this thing sort of spiraling out from there.
I mean, if he were to sit down with us and he were to say, look, you know, here's what I think. What I think is that immigration will not, illegal immigration and immigration will not be, and my views will not be represented in the campaign, and I want to get my point of view across, and I want to make my point of view known. I quite frankly would say to him, well, I think immigration is a problem, and I think most people would agree that it is, unless things change dramatically in this country, and we have leadership now, which is of his party, which doesn't listen to the public, we're still going to be sitting in Iraq, and Iraq is going to be the number one overwhelming thing, and I've never heard him make any major statements about Iraq other than probably he backs Bush.
No, I mean, Tom Tancredo, immigration is his thing. If he wants to be a real candidate, he needs to move himself into the social conservative mainstream, and he's going to have a real problem doing that because his movement, the paleoconservative movement, actually exposes sort of a schism in the Republican Party between free traders and globalists as opposed to isolationists and people who want to close our borders and have that sort of economic philosophy. So I think that, I think he has something to add to the debate. And, heck, as a Democrat, I want him to go do it because he's going to be able to poke a lot of holes in McCain and Romney and some of the GOP frontrunners for us.
Well, at least he will be entertaining, but the thing is, I feel sorry for the people of his district because while he's out trying to become the president of the United States, is he going to be sitting in Congress making votes? Is he going to be doing something for the district he's supposed to represent? No. He's going to be out looking out after himself.
Yeah, and has he ever? I mean, over the last 2 years, he's been going to South Carolina. He's been going to Arizona. He's been campaigning for candidates in Oklahoma. He hasn't been the best representative for CD6. He's been able to represent that district because he's a Republican, and the voter registration there tends extremely right.
All right, 7:11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Matt Ingwalson with us from ColoradoLib.com. We're talking about Tom Tancredo running for office and running for the presidency. He just strikes me as being one of these guys who, and I don't buy this idea that if he were to do well in Iowa, it would give him credibility. He just strikes me as one of these guys that will just suck air in the room like Dennis Kucinich will on the Democratic side. In other words, Dennis Kucinich, and I'm not comparing Dennis Kucinich to Tom Tancredo. I'm saying that Dennis Kucinich is a wonderful man, and he's got a lot of great ideas, but in the reality of things, he doesn't have a chance to win the Democratic Party nomination. Tancredo, on the other hand, to me, is squarely off the beam and has no real solutions to any of the problems out there. At least I've never heard him articulate any except to make extremist statements, but he doesn't have a chance in hell of winning.
Now, he's tried to position himself, like I said. This is a direct quote here from the Denver Post, that there's a void for a conservative with a conservative history, to which yesterday the conservative blogosphere kind of said, this is not somebody who we want to represent us. He's a guy who's aligned with people like the Federation for American Immigration
Right.
Reform, the Center for Immigration Studies. And this is actually a direct quote from the Wall Street Journal, a piece on the Federation for American Immigration Reform. May strike right-wing poses in the press, but both groups support big government, mock federalism, deride free markets, and push a cultural agenda abhorrent to any self-respecting social conservative. I think that the Republicans are going to be able to make pretty quick work of Tom Tancredo.
So what do you figure? But you know what he'll but you know what he'll do? He'll hang in though to the end because he'll get himself on the tube.
Well, he can. He's given himself quite a bit of room here. He said, unlike Barack Obama, who also declared and said, "Hey, by mid-February, end of February, I'm going to have a final decision." Tancredo said, "I'm going to form this exploratory committee and may announce this summer whether or not he'll run." So, yeah, I think he wants to hang in this thing as long as possible and just see where it goes.
Yeah, I mean, even his fellow Republicans think he's a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, you get in a fight with the president's brother. Then, plus, on top of that, you got to go into the primaries. And, gee, I mean, how well will he do in Florida? After going after Miami. I mean, that's an example of, you know, he furnishes the kind of sound bites like we should bomb Mecca and Miami's a third world country and on and on and on. And he furnishes the kind of sound bites that if he were even a real challenge, that you could get those sound bites and run them on attack ads and just run them over and over again and it would kill him.
Yeah, and where does Tom Tancredo get his money from? Because when he's under national spotlight, he's not going to be able to take money from the John Tens and the Virginia Abernethys of the world anymore.
Right.
He's going to have to find it somewhere in the Republican base, and those people have been sewn up. I mean, Romney and McCain, Giuliani, these people have already sewn up the best talent. I think Tancredo's going to be lagging far behind and kind of hoping he can say crazy enough stuff to get himself on the news where he can start some sort of grassroots movement. He's going to have a real tough time.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, he's got connections to white supremacists, and he's taking money from them. That much we know.
Yeah.
He has that South Carolina incident under his belt. The other thing is he's another one of these guys who talked about term limit pledges and then violated it and seems to have no problem at all with that. And he's going to get challenged on this stuff if people take him and consider him to be real. But if you look at it, I mean, you can see him standing up there on the podium in a debate with the major candidates. And they basically don't refer to him and basically don't say anything to him because they don't see him as being any kind of a threat.
Right, right. I mean, Tom Tancredo's medium is the press, and he's proved himself very, very adept at getting out there and getting his face out there. But I think this whole thing is more about him advancing his own celebrity than any a real chance of winning the presidency.
Now, he says today I believe it is in the Denver Post this morning, I mean, he says that he admits that he acknowledges he has no chance to raise the hundreds of millions of dollars that likely candidates such as John McCain, Mitt Romney, and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani could possibly acquire. He said for now he needs to determine whether he can raise the $1 million or so he'd need to compete in Iowa. Tancredo has hired a representative to run his campaign there.
Yeah.
I think it's the first critical question the national press ought to be asking. Where's he getting his money?
Where's he getting that $1 million? Yeah.
Where's he going to get his money to hire this guy in Iowa?
And he also made the mistake of saying that John McCain is, quote, not very popular in Iowa, which Colorado Media Matters called him out on at colorado.mediamatters.org the other day, saying not the most popular candidate in Iowa. He's leading all the polls, and if you look at a poll, I got a poll here in front of me taken in mid-December. I mean, McCain is at the top, and then we got Giuliani, Romney, Gingrich, Rice, Pataki, Jeb Bush, Allen, Brownback, Santorum. I mean, Tancredo isn't even on this thing.
Well, maybe he's like Karl Rove prior to the November 7th elections. Maybe he's got his own poll number.
I think Karl Rove might have had the best comment about Tom Tancredo ever when he said, "Don't ever darken the door of the White House again."
Oh, that's right.
That's another
that's
one.
Right.
Yeah,
I remember
see?
That now.
I mean, there's a whole gold mine of stuff out there about this guy.
Have you ever thought about how many members of the Colorado congressional delegation, the Republicans, are laughing stocks? I mean, we Ben
Musgrave,
Campbell, Musgrave, Tancredo, Allard. I mean, okay, Allard wasn't laughing stock, but
he's
he voted
worst senator.
Exactly. I mean, what was his nickname? Wayne Dullard.
Wayne Dullard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing he did was to announce he wasn't running for honoring his campaign promise.
Well, I'm like Matt. Go, Tommy. Go. Get in there and mix
yeah.
it up, pal.
Yeah.
You know, we want to see it. It's great entertainment, right, Matt?
Yeah, that's right, Jay.
All right. If you want to give out the links to articles you've written about Tancredo, go ahead and do that.
Okay, you can find my writing at coloradolib.com. I'm also a contributor at squarestate.net.
Okay. Matt, thanks, man. Good to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me, Jay. Take care.
Okay, we'll see you. All right, 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Jason Bain. We'll not only talk to him about Tancredo, but we'll also talk to him about Scott McGinnis as well. McGinnis. Is it McGinnis? McGinnis. Kind of sort of that. McGinnis. McGinnis?
Scott McGinnis.
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 There's no G in there, but it's easy to slip one in.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about both those guys. Jason Bain has been on this program a lot. He is a journalist, blogger, and political consultant in Lakewood, Colorado, and we'll talk to him about how he sees all of this. And that's coming up next. 718 8.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Colorado and Colfax, three-car wreck there. And eastbound I-70, we had a couple of earlier problems, so traffic may still be slow for you out of Wheat Ridge or near the Quebec area. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies, warmer conditions with a high of 36. Right now, fair and 12 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Come meet the most magnificent creatures on Earth during the 2007 National Western Stock Show. See exciting rodeos, elegant horse shows, and entertaining exhibits. It's all happening at the Denver Coliseum and National Western Complex, now through January 21st.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today, or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Let's go right to Capitol Hill in the cloakroom, right there off the floor. Senator Barack Obama here on the Ed Schultz Show. Senator, great to have you on.
Great to talk to you again, Ed. How you been? Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. Did you have a good vacation?
You can't beat sitting on the beach watching your kids splash in the water.
I think some people were following you.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to hit the gym a little bit harder.
If we end up with a field of candidates for the Republican nomination, and the Democrat nomination, too, for that matter, who are talking about immigration and what they are going to do to solve this problem, that's going to be a good thing for America, no matter what else happens.
There's Tommy Tancredo, who has filed papers to form a exploratory committee to run for president. 722, 22 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today. 37 under breezy skies. Let's go to the phone and talk to Jason Bain. He helped us out with election coverage as part of our election team, and Bain is a journalist, blogger, and political consultant in Lakewood. Bain is one of the founders of Colorado Polls. That's ColoradoPolls.com, the most widely read and discussed political website in Colorado, and is the news editor for Colorado Confidential. He also covers politics for 5280.com, 5280 Magazine, and Campaign and Elections Magazine. And he's got a ton of other stuff, but you know what? I'll eat up all the time going over your biography. Jason, good to have you back on the show.
Good morning.
Okay, your sober assessment of Mr. Tancredo running or thinking about running for the presidency of the United States.
Well, you know, it's something to do.
It's entertainment, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I talked to a lot of Republican friends of mine, and it seems to be that the feeling may be that Tancredo is just kind of tired of being a congressman, you know, especially now that they're in the minority. I mean, I think, you know, the refrain I hear over and over is you don't realize how less fun it is when you're in the minority than when you're in the majority. And Tancredo, you know, he may figure, you know, I'll take a shot. Worst case scenario, or best case scenario, I should say. I mean, he doesn't think he's going to win. Best case scenario, maybe he does well enough in the primaries that he forces somebody to pick him up as vice president. And I don't think that's completely out of the question. I don't think it's likely, but, you know, there was a straw poll done in South Carolina a couple weeks ago, and Tancredo came in second. I mean, it's, you know, who knows? Maybe he catches lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, but wouldn't he be a dream to run against, though, with all of his inflammatory comments and irrational statements that he's made? I mean, isn't that like a campaign person's dream to be able to take that stuff and throw it around?
I would think so, you know. But on the other hand, you know, Tancredo is really, you know, the one thing he's really good at is getting press. And, you know, a lot of these things he says and does, he does it on purpose because it gets him publicity. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think ultimately, I mean, he's not going to win the nomination, and nobody's probably going to pick him up for vice president. So I think what he's probably just doing is, you know, he figures he'll take a shot. Worst case scenario, he really raises his name ID and gets a nice fat job running a think tank or something when he's done. I think that's what he's thinking.
If he's tired of being a congressman, why not run for Senate?
You know, that's a good point. And maybe it's that he's tired of being in Capitol Hill, period. You know, I think Senate is something that actually makes sense for him, because I think he could, you know, he could win a Republican primary. There's enough wackos out there that might support him for a Republican primary, particularly if you get down to like three candidates. And if he gets through a Republican primary for the Senate, I mean, he forces the National Republicans to back him, whether they like him or not. So that makes more sense to me. Maybe it's just, you know, he just figures he president would be more fun. I don't know.
All right, because how about a primary for the Republican nomination for Senate between, say, him and Scott McInnes? Who'd win that?
You know, that I think would be a good scenario for Tancredo, because Scott McInnes is really considered more of a moderate in Republican circles, and you might get enough of the you know, strong conservatives, and even the religious right may go with Tancredo. And in a primary like that, and that would be absolutely ideal for a Democrat. I mean, a Democrat would beat the crap out of him in November. But, you know, I think in that scenario, he could probably beat McInnes. I mean, if it was Tancredo and Bob Schaefer, I think it'd be different. You know, then they're splitting kind of the same vote. But you know, I think if that was something he came back and decided he was going to run for the Senate instead, he'd have a real shot.
See, all I can think of is, no matter what he runs for, if he were considered to be a serious challenger, you could take some of his statements, particularly like Bomb Mecca and some of the other ones that are out there, and you could run them in attack ads over and over and over and over again. And how would he get around that? He wouldn't get around it, would he?
Well, I don't know that he would, but I think what he'd probably do is just play it up. I mean, you know, and say, look, I'm a strong pro-America guy. You don't like it. You don't like the things I say. That's tough. But, you know, I stand for America. Or, you know, he might spin it some way like that. I mean, obviously, the crazy things he says are calculated. They always have been. I mean, he knows when he goes down to Miami and calls it a third world country, he knows he's going to get a lot of national press for it. He does it on purpose. And you know, in the last year and a half, a lot of people who had no idea who Tom Tancredo was now know his name. But, you know, as you've said, that comes with a price. And then the price is that maybe he did go a little too far, and it prevents him from being a real serious candidate. Although, you know, you have to decide, would he have ever been a serious candidate for president anyway? Probably not.
All right, let's talk about a bigger issue. But it involves Tancredo, but it also involves anybody else who's planning to run in 08. He wants to make immigration the big thing, and that's his cornerstone issue. But chances are we're still going to be in Iraq. You think that would come close to trying to overshadow our involvement in Iraq? I don't think it could or will.
No, and frankly, I don't even think immigration, you know, makes the top three issues.
No, I don't think so either.
I think you look back at this last election, and all the talk from Republicans was, oh, it's going to be a lot about immigration. Immigration's going to be a big issue, and I don't think ultimately it was. And Iraq is going to be a bigger issue for sure. Education is always a bigger issue, no matter the year. It's always a top issue. Healthcare is going to be a bigger issue. It always is. And you know, when you look down the line, ultimately immigration, I think, is an issue that doesn't affect a lot of people personally. You know, no matter your own opinion on it, it's not something that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. But education, healthcare is, and the war in Iraq is, because it's something that's in the news so much. If Tancredo feels good about it and wants to bring immigration to the forefront, that's great. But, I agree with you. I don't think it's ever going to be one of the top issues.
7:29, 29 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jason Bain with us. You know, you talk about healthcare, particularly healthcare beginning to become a major issue because of what's going on in Massachusetts and now what Schwarzenegger is attempting to do in California. It makes that more of a top-of-the-line issue, and plus the fact that people look at the premiums that they're paying. And you're really right about the immigration issue. And, of course, we'll get calls, I'm sure, and emails from people who will say, well, that's not true, it affects us all and everything. But really, when you look at it, if you're middle class to upper middle class, if you are fairly well trained, have job skills, that kind of stuff really doesn't affect you. The guy who goes to work at, you know, a restaurant or whatever, or cuts grass or whatever the case may be, it doesn't really affect you as much as something like the country being stuck in this hopeless quagmire, or you sitting down at the end of the year when you get around tax time, which we are now, and you start adding up how much you paid over the year for health care. That's a bigger issue. Those are two bigger issues, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing I think a lot of the pundits lose sight of sometimes, is the fact that these, you know, you gotta think about the average voter, and the average voter is the person who's not really paying that much attention to these things and these issues, and you know, ultimately they sit down and say, you know, I'll give you a good example of you know, John Hickenlooper, when he won the race for mayor in 2003, one of the big things he did was he did those ads where he said, I'm gonna lower the price of the parking meters, and that was very effective because that touched a lot of people. A lot of people said, I don't like paying, you know, 50 cents an hour for the parking, and if he says he'll lower it to a quarter, well, that would be great. And that's something that on a day-to-day basis people understood. And I think that's a good corollary. Illegal immigration, while it may be something that inflames debate and this and that, on a day-to-day basis, what does that have to do with, you know, what does that have to do with you in most scenarios?
Yeah, it's a huge problem. There's no question about it. And I don't want anybody listening to us this morning to think that we're saying it's not a huge problem and the borders do need to be tightened and we do need to do something about it. We need to get a workable plan. But you're right. It doesn't strike directly at you like health care costs or the war in Iraq strikes at the national consciousness. The other thing is, you know, in all of the statements Tancredo's made about immigration, I really can't tell you where he stands as far as trying to solve the problem. I don't really know what his position is, other than I guess if he had the power to do it, he would deport the 12 million people that are already here.
Ship everybody back to Mexico and put up a 100-foot electrified fence along the border.
But who wants to, you know, but then you go to the average taxpayer and ask them if they want to pay for that. I don't know if the average taxpayer wants to get into that.
You know, it's one of those things I have always said about Tom Tancredo, is that for his position, being a congressman, he never actually does anything on illegal immigration. He just keeps it going. Yeah, he keeps the debate going, and everyone says, oh, he's important to the debate. But I always say, but he's in Congress. He's there. All he has to do is put a bill up. But he never does. He never tries to get anything done. He just runs around and talks about it. And, you know, so, you know, it makes you wonder if he did get elected to the Senate at some point, would he do something then? Suppose he won the presidency. Would he do something then? Or would he just pat himself on the back for being a voice for illegal immigration?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Republicans have had such success in recent years in exploiting symbolic issues, you know, that really don't mean much. Flag burning.
Right, exactly.
Gay marriage. Things like
abortion.
Things that don't really affect
homosexuality.
Yeah, that don't really affect people's pocketbooks. And don't you think they're just kind of running out of gas on this stuff?
Well, you know, I think it's the one thing that more than anything has cost Republicans in Colorado is the fact that voters, I think, especially after 2004 when the Democrats took the legislature, voters looked at it and said, you know, Republicans have been in power for a while and they haven't done anything. And I don't think it was necessarily the fact that they didn't like, you know, particular stances on the bigger issues. It was just that... It was the same thing we saw in 2006 with this do-nothing Congress. It was just, I think the voters are tired of the rhetoric when people don't actually do anything. And Tancredo represents that to me. It's a guy who talks about it and talks about it and talks about it. But, you know, you're a freaking congressman. You know,
yeah.
Why don't you do it?
See, I had the same question for him. I'd love to sit down and say, okay, name me a bill you've introduced. And what's he going to say? He's supported other bills, but he's never really introduced any major legislation on his own. Jason, thank you so much for being on the program. Appreciate it, and hope to have you on again real soon.
Anytime. I enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you, Jason. There's Jason Bain, and he has helped us on and off throughout the midterm elections. And if we're still around in 08, and I assume we will be, we'll have him on to deal with that as well. It's 7:35. 35 minutes past the hour. What? You want to say something before we go to traffic?
No. Just that's the first time I've heard him, and I like him. Smart man, articulate.
Yeah, I think he's too. He's a smart guy. All right, 7:35, 35 minutes past the hour. Let's take a look at bipartisan traffic now with Harriet Myers.
All right, we've got issues for I-25. You're going to run into stop and go northbound from Alameda to 6th. That's due to crash activity. Same problem out of Thornton and North Glen. We have backups all the way to 136th. That multi-car collision, though, is off on the shoulder. Off the highway, Alameda, University affected, and you had a pretty decent drive right now on 225 across Aurora and on 6th Ave out of Lakewood. Weather today, looking for a nice day, sunny and warmer with a high of 36 right now, fair and 12. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
American Idol continues tonight.
Think you've seen it all? Just wait.
On Fox.
It's the big one, the Denver Boat Show, January 18th through the 21st at the Colorado Convention Center. 30 dealers and 500 new boats mean the best deal.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841. Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
7:37, 37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Hey, if you're looking for justice, you need a progressive trial lawyer. You know what? When it comes to that, I want to tell you about Mike Turner. He's got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, and auto collision cases, Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Have you or someone you know suffered a stroke? Colorado Neurological Institute is seeking individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety and effectiveness of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Your lean, mean, progressive machine. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, you know, actually, I tried on a shirt this morning before coming to work, and I've gone down a couple of sizes. So I'm interested to see what my weight is on Friday when I go to the doctor, when I go to Dr. Snyder's office and see Pete. It's 7:39, 39 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Feel free to join us on the phones here about Mr. Tancredo, 303-713-7600. Let me read you a couple of instant messages, which you can do at am760.net, and get your reaction to those and the idea of Tancredo running for president. Your current guest says that if Tancredo were to run for the Senate, he probably would win a primary. Because of this, the National Republicans would be forced to support him. Anyone ever heard of Arthur Schlesinger? Neither has the Republican Party. I listened on the web in Indy. And Schlesinger, I believe, was, what, in Connecticut? And nobody supported him against Joe Manchin in that race. Here's another one. Unfortunately, I live in the White Bread District 6. I called Tancredo's office during the faith-based funding issue quite some time ago, actually got into a screaming argument with one of his aides. The guy stated that there is no separation of church and state. Oh, great. Thanks. This also leans towards his white supremacist side. Oh, man. Well, how would you like to call your local congressman's office and get into a screaming match with somebody working there? That's delightful, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's funny. Have you ever driven through Littleton and that area around there?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Littleton many times.
Yeah, a lot of churches, a lot of mega churches around.
Yeah, but I don't know. Does that have anything to do with Tancredo's situation? I mean, if you look at Bill Winter's race against him, you know, Winter lacked name recognition. He was underfunded, so it made it hard for him to run any television. You know, if he were to come back and try it again, but spent like a good year out there prior trying to raise all the money he could. Let's say he waltzed in there with a hefty, you know, bankroll. Would we end up again with the same results? I don't know. We got listeners in Littleton, and we don't have a lot of listeners, I don't think, in that area. Because when I would talk about this, and when I've talked about Tancredo before, I don't get that many calls at 303-713-7600. I occasionally get a couple of emails like that when I read you from people who live in that district. But would it be the same result? Would it be the same result? In other words, do people, when they go into the polling place, if they don't know, do they vote for the name they recognize as opposed to the person they don't know? But if they knew that person, would they make a switch?
Well, doesn't there seem to be a trend nationwide that the suburbs, which have been trending red in the last few years, are starting to trend a little more blue now?
Well, yeah, but the whole country, I think, is starting to trend more blue.
But the suburbs, you know, what used to be the security moms, you know, the soccer moms became the security
moms. They're abandoning the GOP, yeah. Or they did at least in the last election cycle.
So maybe a Democrat could give Tancredo a run for the money in what is basically a suburban bedroom community down there.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know about this. That if somebody were to run, that if Bill Winter were to try it again, and people would, you know the name now, that you'd have the same outcome. And I don't understand how people can't look at Tancredo and say, well, here's a guy who wants to run for the presidency or set up this exploratory committee, and he's only got $10,000. He's got to be doing it, you know. He's got to be doing it to get his face in the tube and for his ego. Yeah, he knows he can't win. And so he says he wants to get this immigration thing out in the forefront of the national debate. But as Jason Bain said, he's a congressman, for God's sakes. Why not stand up and introduce a bill?
Do something, right. Like I said yesterday, I think he's kind of like Kim Jong-il, that he starts feeling like he's being neglected, and he starts having to do something that shouts, look at me, look at me.
Yeah, starts causing trouble.
Yeah.
Yes, I have a movie studio.
Maybe he'll start building nuclear facilities in Littlejohn, you know?
Yeah, I just don't know. And look at the phones. The phones are, like, strangely quiet. I mean, most people, I think... See, that's why... I mean, you know what it could be? Let me ask you this question, too. I thought about this. Okay? We want to talk about him because we think he's such a... We think he's such a buffoon, but... Maybe the public thinks he's irrelevant.
Yeah, I think that probably is our audience.
Unless you live in his district, and unless you're just a real strong supporter of his.
Yeah.
You know, you're in that 30 or 33% or whatever it is. I don't know what the percentage would be of hardcore, you know, extreme right, xenophobic. Oh, my God, the brown people are coming to get us.
What John Dean called the authoritarian person.
The authoritarian conservatives.
Yeah.
That, my God, the brown people are coming to get us, and the Muslims are coming to get us.
Let's hide under the bed.
The Muslims. You know, I mean, that kind of thing. Unless you fall in that, most people are probably up at 7:45 this morning, and they're probably thinking, you know, tonight's the first night of American Idol. I can't wait to tune in. And you go like, Tom Tancredo? Oh, is he on American Idol?
That was last night.
Oh, it was the last night? So sure what I know.
I didn't watch it either.
No, but seriously, is he irrelevant? I want to know how many of you out there think he's irrelevant. 303-713-7600. Three lines open. All right, get off your half moons and get involved in this segment. And we really want to know. How many of you, and you don't have to, and you know what's even better? If you don't live in his district, it's even better because... You know, he's talking about going to Iowa. He's talking about running for the presidency. I mean, how many of you feel that he's just irrelevant? When you hear something that he's done on the radio, when you hear a soundbite, when you read about him on in the print, when you see him on the tube, do you just think to yourself, well, there he goes, because he's made so many irrational statements that now there's a whole collection of them, and it's like, how many times can you get hit in the face before after a while you don't feel the pain anymore? That's the way I look at it.
Good analogy.
Yeah, I want to know how many people feel that way about him. 7:46, it's 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Karen Hughes.
We're dealing with these two major issues along I-25. Got a lot of stop-and-go traffic southbound I-25 from 136th all the way down to 84th. Now, that earlier crash is out of the way, but we're seeing the resulting fallout from that problem. It was a multi-car crash. Stop-and-go traffic on the opposite side, northbound 25 between the Emerson Street Bridge and 6th Avenue. Again, that was due to a crash off on the right-hand shoulder. And if you are headed up into the high country, we had an earlier rollover westbound lanes of I-70 right near Floyd Hill that police was still working on. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies, warmer conditions, a high of 36 right now.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Regency Days are on now at Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder. See their great sale prices on all Regency Fireplace products. And for a limited time, with the purchase of a Regency wood or gas stove, insert or fireplace, save $300. Sale ends February 19th, so hurry in today. Remember, that's Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder at 2840 28th Street or call 303-442-7980. Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder, 303-442-7980.
Interest can be advanced, and the way the U.S. interest can be advanced is that you have a kind of transparent, stable, flexible transition in Cuba that respects the rights of everybody involved.
But, you know, what are U.S., and I don't really consider to be radical. I mean, I consider myself to be pretty...
kept their heads down because Fidel didn't tolerate dissent or internal dissent. How that plays out in the immediate aftermath of his death is anybody's guess at this point.
You think he's dying?
He's clearly not well.
I know he's clearly not well, and for somebody of his age, I mean, even if he were to live and be able to pull out of this or whatever he's got at his age, I mean, it would be a struggle for anybody, I think. But do you buy these ideas that he's dying?
I think I do, for the following reasons. This is a man who for 47 years assiduously avoided any alternative power structures on the island to himself. And in August of 2006, he created one. He handed power over to his brother and a small group of people, and he hasn't been seen since. He missed his 80th birthday party. He missed his rescheduled 80th birthday party. He missed the 48th anniversary of the Cuban Revolution. He's missed a lot of important events, and this is a guy that doesn't miss those kinds of things. So I think for all practical purposes, his ability to exercise power in any meaningful way has disappeared. And again, I'm not a doctor or a medical expert, but it certainly seems that he may be on a slow path to death, but or a more rapid one. But I think for practical purposes, the era of Fidel Castro and his ability to exercise meaningful authority on the island have come to an end.
Now, the army largely runs the island.
The army does run the island. It has its hands in all sorts of parts of society and the economic system on the island. Raul Castro has been the head of that army since its inception. So that gives him a big hand leg up in any potential power struggle that may develop after Fidel's death. But again, how the Cuban army responds to life after Fidel, as the Cuban people, I think, will presumably push for some sort of change to their daily lives. The economic circumstances that they find themselves are very difficult.
Oh, they're so dire.
They are. They're incredibly dire, and they're going to seek some change. And how that gets finessed is the $10 million question here that I'm not sure anybody has an answer to.
Do you think there's any possibility of our changing our attitude toward Cuba now that the Democrats are in control of Congress?
Unfortunately, the obsession with removing Fidel Castro from power and not worrying about what happens the day after that has been a bipartisan obsession.
Yeah,
that's true. So it's not clear to me that a change in the Congress is going to change that in any great deal. We have one benefit that this is happening in an odd-numbered year. Bad Cuba policy is generally made in even-numbered years in the United States for obvious reasons. If you go back and look at all of the previous bad policy decisions, the Cuban Democracy Act in 1992, the Helms-Burton Act in 1996, the President's Commission Report in 2002, the President's Commission Report in 2004, all of which were steps in the wrong direction on Cuba policy, were done in even-numbered years for obvious reasons. So the one hope I have is that we're dealing with this in an odd-numbered year and maybe a little more sense will prevail.
Yeah, I want to go back so bad, but, you know, I know under this administration I'd get busted. I know it for a fact, and I've checked with very, very smart constitutional lawyers if there was a way for me to challenge the government in court and go anyway, and they've got pretty much an airtight case against you. That doesn't mean that Americans don't go. They sneak in there like crazy, but I'd be one of those ones that would get caught, as per, like, under the Clinton administration, where I bragged openly that I was going and did it openly on the media and went, and even called from there and got on the radio, and nothing ever happened to me. This administration, I think, is too anal retentive. They'd nail me.
Yeah, this administration has been focusing resources in the oddest place imaginable, which is when all the issues that face the United States, we're focusing on keeping U.S. citizens from traveling to where they want to travel and bringing kind of the ideas and thoughts that make our country great to other places, and particularly to Cuba. It's a self-defeating policy. It is it's kind of part and parcel of what has been a self-defeating policy for the last 47 years that it not only hasn't worked, it's been counterproductive. It has, in a lot of ways, emboldened Castro and his regime.
Oh, yeah, because they hang everything on us, the United States government.
Absolutely. The United States is to blame, in the eyes of Fidel Castro and his rhetoric to his own people, the United States are to blame for the ails of the island rather than the failed set of policies that have kind of been relegated to the dustbin of history elsewhere in the world. But in Cuba, it's not the fault of the system. Rather, it's the fault of the United States and the embargo.
Yeah, and we play into that. And you can't get – I mean, you can't – you talk to people here about this and try to get them to see this, and they don't – you know, we play in and have played into Fidel's hands the same way I think we're playing into Ahmadinejad's hands in Iran.
Good point, yeah.
We're doing the exact same thing there, too.
Yeah, we end up, the United States has the misfortune of personalizing policy in a way that is often self-destructive, and it often emboldens the most radical elements in other countries.
Well, we give them what they want.
We give
Ahmadinejad a reason to run around, storm around the country in the Middle East and claim that we're the devil and we're going to annihilate everybody, because not only are we involved in this war in Iraq, which we're thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away from our own territory, but also because even in the situation we're in, where we're bogged down, stuck in this horrible, god-awful situation, the leadership of this country, and I'm talking about George W. Bush, and I don't, you know, complain constantly about him on this show, but stands up the other night in that speech and takes a shot at Iran. Well, that's what Ahmadinejad wants, because then he can turn around and go, see, he's doing it again. And Fidel used to do it, because we used to, from this country, we used to turn the other way when the exiles would launch these commando raids onto the island, and in some cases we supported them, as history shows, and they would blow up power plants and do acts of sabotage, and the first thing that the Cuban government would do is they'd say, see, the United States is doing it.
Yeah, and the sad thing there is it allows the Cuban government and other governments to avoid responsibility for their own actions and for their own repressive policies.
That's right.
We play the role of the boogeyman in a way that, again, emboldens folks who we should be trying to undermine rather than embolden.
That's right, and Fidel and his brother Raul have been playing that game for years and years and years now, and even when I was there, and I talked to Cubans, you know, I wandered the streets. I mean, nobody followed me around that I know of. And I was seen as being a sympathizer to the revolution. And I never underwent any rigorous security checks, and nobody ever said anything to me. And I appeared on Cuban media. And I would get Cubans on the street, you know, and talk to them. And they would all tell me the same thing. And the thing that was weird about it was, you know what, Dan? It sounded a lot like Americans here. Well, we don't like our government. We're not happy. We don't like what's going on. But on the other hand, why can't you, not you personally, but why can't your government leave us alone?
Yeah,
why do you have to keep screwing with us all the time?
Now, and a perfectly legitimate thing, particularly given the history between the United States and Cuba.
Yeah.
Cuba, at the end of the day, is a very nationalist country for very good reason. They've been messed with first by Spain and then by the United States for pretty much their entire history, other than during the Cuban Revolution. And obviously the United States has been trying to mess with Cuba during that period as well. And that goes back to the point we started with, that at the end of the day, when Fidel passes into history, the future of Cuba lies with the 11.5 million people who live there. They're an incredibly well-educated population. That's one of the successes of the revolution, as they say.
Yes, they're very, very smart, and they're very, very clever, and they're very they use everything that there is to use.
They're an ingenious group of folks.
Yes, they are.
And who, when given the opportunity and greater openness, I think there's a wonderful future ahead for Cuba if it's allowed to be decided by the Cuban people. And to move forward in a productive direction that preserves the social good to the extent that that exists from the Cuban Revolution, but creates more open political space for people to be able to express themselves, to seek redress from their government, as we say here in constitutional parlance, and to be able to play a more active role in deciding the direction of the country rather than having that direction be dictated to them by Fidel or Raul, and the small group of people around him who've created a real sense of distrust among the Cuban people. And that legacy, where no two Cubans are sure that they can trust one another, is going to be the biggest obstacle to moving forward.
How long do you think it will be before there's meaningful reform in Cuba?
God, I think years.
I think it's going to take longer than a lot of people would like, and a lot of people think. I think one of the virtues here, in addition to taking an attitude that the Cuban people need to decide, we need to ground ourselves in a little bit of patience and let the process move forward. Again, I think abrupt change in Cuba, I think, is more likely to result in negative rather than good.
But you know what? I agree 100%. You know the saddest thing I saw there? This is really sad. Saddest thing I saw there in pursuit of American tourist dollars were young, beautiful Cuban women engaging in prostitution.
Yeah, there's been a big increase in sex tourism, if you will, in Cuba.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's one of the real failures of the Cuban Revolution, that it has come to that. That the system has so fundamentally failed to address the basic needs of the Cuban people in the absence of a massive Soviet subsidy, that folks have been forced to do that and forced into aspects, into activities that nobody should be forced into.
Right, and also the idea that you'll run into people working in the service sector who are educated doctors and technicians. And they do it because they want the American currency and they want the tourist dollars. And it's just, it's bad. It's terrible. It really is terrible. And they're such wonderful people, and it's such a wonderful place. Dan, thank you so much for being on the program. Really appreciate you coming on to talk about this.
Thank you, Jim.
I've been studying this island since I've been 13. I could talk about Cuba forever and a day. Thank you so, so much for being on.
Always good to be with you.
All right, thanks. There's Dan Restrepo from the Americas Project, the Center for American Progress. And who knows, maybe we got people in this audience, maybe there's some of you out there who have snuck onto the island and want to call and talk about it. You don't have to, but maybe you do, or maybe I'm the only one who's been. But, you know, our relationship with Cuba is a microcosm. I mean, it's a good study as to why we're in the situation we're in now today in Iraq, and why we're heading on a collision course with Iran as well. You know the greatest thing that this country has to export, the greatest thing we've got to export, you know what it is? It's me and you. Because if you could sit down with Cubans, Iranians, Iraqis, or anybody, you could show them how great.
Cursing at your cursor, plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support. By phone or in person, hardware or software, no task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
To 6th Avenue and new problems eastbound I-70. This one's on the end of the ramp from there to southbound I-25. Also have another problem on the opposite end, westbound I-70, approaching the interstate. Weather today, looking for sunny skies, warmer conditions, a high of 36. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy near the foothills, low of 10. Right now, fair and 12. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings in nursing, physical therapy, sonography, and several other areas. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, Level 1 Care for All.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Regency Days are on now at Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder. See their great sale prices on all Regency fireplace products. And for a limited time, with the purchase of a Regency wood or gas stove, insert or fireplace, save $300. Sale ends February 19th, so hurry in today. Remember, that's Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder at 2840 28th Street or call 303-442-7980. Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder, 303-442-7980.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Tuesday night, AM 760 brings you special interactive coverage of the State of the Union Address. We'll have progressive commentary, analysis, blogger reaction, and interviews hosted by Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress.
And so, in my state of the, my speech to the nation,
it'll be your chance to hear the State of the Union,
whatever you want to call it,
then react to it. Special coverage begins Tuesday night at 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, Jimmy Buffett, some Havana Daydreams, 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock, high today 37, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Streaming is back, so I understand, at am760.net, and you can also download podcasts of the show and listen to the earlier hours anytime you want to at am760.net. I am me at am760.net. Thanks for all of the emails. They've all been good ones, and we've talked about a whole bunch of stuff this morning. I want to get into this. And people are going to think, I'm going to introduce this real quickly. People are going to think that that I have a thing about religion. I really don't have a thing about religion, but I find myself talking about it a lot on the radio because it seems to me that it's forgotten in this country that there are a lot of different religions here. And every day you turn around and there's something going on here. Today in the Rocky Mountain News, and maybe you can call and say, Jay, bust it. You're oversensitive. Today in the Rocky Mountain News in the business section, Faith Day part of Rocky's promotional lineup. The Reverend George McHenry and 50 of his flock at the First Congressional Church of Eastlake plan to extend their worship at Coors Field one Sunday this summer. The church is one of many across Denver area invited to Faith Day at the ballpark. The Colorado Rockies for the past two seasons have hosted Christian Family Day, offering church groups discounted tickets and putting on post-game shows featuring Christian bands and testimonials from Christian players and coaches. The team has not publicized the events beyond church circles, so most fans may not have noticed. The Rockies have scheduled this year's promotion for July 29th, against the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they have changed the name in an apparent effort to make it more inclusive. While the team has put a new label on the day, it's unclear whether it will alter the content. The Rockies are still ironing out the details. Sports teams increasingly are using faith days. By faith, they usually mean Christian, as marketing tools to fill seats. I mean, is this what Jesus is all about? The fastball? The Rockies are not alone. The St. Louis Cardinals, the Atlanta Braves, the Cincinnati Reds, the Texas Rangers are among the baseball clubs doing a variation on the theme, along with many minor league teams. Sports executives are not doing this for the ministry. Said Brent High, president of Coast Sports, a Nashville, Tennessee company hired by some of the teams, though not the Rockies, to host the Christian events. They're doing it strictly for the business opportunity.
God and mammon.
Yeah, McHenry, an avid baseball fan and season ticket holder who attends 60 Rocky games a year, said he's enjoyed himself the past 2 years. He recalled listening to the Rockies players, including Matt Holliday and Aaron Cook, talk about their faith in God. Clint Hurdles, he said, also gave a stirring speech. This guy, McHenry, says it's very much the Christian experience.
Very much the
what about other religions? Yeah, you know, it's like, come on. What, the Rockies are endorsing Christianity? Is that what this amounts to?
Is it
the Rockies are endorsing Christianity? Well, yeah, but they're doing it. I mean, they claim they're going to make it more inclusive. Okay, so what happens? They change the name of it, and they have something else, and so you're Jewish or you're Muslim or whatever the case may be, and you show up, and suddenly you got to listen to players and coaches and people talk about Christianity. Okay, am I being oversensitive about this?
I think a little bit. I mean, yeah, I see the general gist of where.
I mean, why do we have to have this at a ballpark?
Yeah, you know.
And you know, here's something else I want to bring up, which I don't know. And so somebody has to tell me this, because I don't have the answer to it. Is any taxpayer money of any kind for any of us living in the city of Denver or the state of Colorado used to help maintain Coors Field or anything around it, such as police protection or anything having to do with it? Is taxpayer money used? There, if it is used, therefore, I cry foul.
That's violation of the First Amendment, right?
All right, yeah, I cry foul. Violation of separation of church and state.
Right. Unless
the Rockies, and unless the Rockies or anybody else is willing to pay the city for the services. I don't have the answer. I don't know if this is true or not.
So what I find interesting about this and other similar events is the fact that there's this desire by the Christian community to just get together by themselves. You know, they just want to have these events.
No, what they really want to do is attract you to go see baseball so they can get you to accept the word Jesus. That's what they really want. 836, 36 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600. Anybody want to talk about this? Am I just being anti-Christian, anti-faith, and just a rotten human being, or do you think I have a point here? Let's go to Gina, and we'll check out traffic and then take your calls.
Well, it's still a pretty rough ride. Traffic's been snarled around the metro area with a lot of wreck activity all morning long. We continue to see problems eastbound I-70 on the ramp to southbound 25. Southbound 25 still stop and go from 136 to 84, and again into downtown with a crash that's being cleared southbound 25 at 20th. Weather today, sunny and warmer with a high of 36. Right now, fair and 15. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
American Idol continues tonight.
Think you've seen it all? Just wait.
On Fox.
At Fantastic Sands, you can get a fantastic haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over 50...
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Child care programs are seeking qualified individuals. Meet future employers and learn about qualifications, experience requirements, and the latest developments in the field. Directors of preschool and child care programs are seeking qualified employees. Apply for jobs in the fields of administration, child care educator, and transportation for the early childhood education industry. Since 1974, Warren Village has provided low-income single-parent families with programs to attain support, skills, and resources to help prepare at-risk children for success in school and in life. The job fair is a great opportunity to learn about quality and early childhood education and care and working with exceptional children. Attend the Warren Village Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. There is no charge for admission. For more information, call 303-320-5034 or email acrowley@warrenvillage.org.
Let's kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, cause here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Wake up the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh R.E. Turner is seasoned, seared, and served on a bed of crisp romaine. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, I love this song. My own personal baseball playing Jesus.
Your own personal baseball playing Jesus.
Watch him throw a fastball to you. 8:40, 20 minutes away from 9 on AM 760, Progressive Talk, High Today 37. And I'm in no way making fun of Christians. I just don't understand. Well, you know what? I really want to know if any taxpayer dollars go towards maintaining Coors Field, particularly on this day where they're going to have this Christian Day of Faith or whatever they choose to call it. I'd really like to know that. And I don't suppose, John, in the time we have left, that we could get anybody from the ACLU on. I don't know if Kathy Hazuri is listening this morning, but I'd really like to know. Maybe it isn't. You know, maybe it's not. And if it's not, if there are no taxpayer dollars used, then that's fine. But living in being a resident of the city of Denver, I mean, if there are, or the state of Colorado, if there are any tax dollars being used on this, I cry foul. Now, maybe you think I'm making too big of a deal out of this and that I'm being too sensitive. And if that's the case, then call me and tell me that that's the case. John, do you think you can call over? Because I don't think we'll get anybody, but can you try? Call over to the ACLU and see if we can get Kathy Hazuri. Can you do that? Because if there is money used, I mean, I'd like to lodge a complaint.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
But I don't know if it's a separation of church and state issue. Let's go to Russ in Lakewood. Russ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First thing, hey, welcome back, man. We missed you, and certainly hope it's a long time before you have to do anything like that again.
Thank you. Hopefully I'll never have to do anything like this again. Even though it hasn't been that bad, it's been a little rough at times, but I feel pretty good.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, I just wanted to kind of touch on, I think, something that's a little bit more of a fundamental principle, and that is, you know, there's two real things happening with the government. First of all, it's of course of, by, and for the people, as it says in the Constitution. But I think that a fundamental principle of the founding fathers in doing the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is that there are times when the government has to and has a history of standing up to its own people and doing things that aren't popular. The fact of the matter is that throughout the history of this country, we've had a majority Christian religion, you know, populace in this country, and yet the very Christian founding fathers stood up and created separation of church and state. The government has also done things like, you know, integration of schools, equal rights for all races, you know, and things like that, even though those were not popular decisions at the time.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly, 100% think, you know, you're right on. I mean, I wholeheartedly agree. And Christianity, as I said yesterday, the day before, is still a majority of the religion in this country. 85% of people in this country claim Christianity as their chief faith. But, I mean, my God, you know what? Faith Day at the ballpark during a baseball game? There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with it on a couple of levels. First of all, I raised the separation of church and state issue. Then the other idea about the teams are doing it for profit.
Right, no question about it.
Christians have no shame that they're being marketed to like you would a group of other people?
Their own Savior, Jesus, railed against prophets in churches in the Bible. So you'd think they'd kind of learn that lesson. The other thing I wanted to hit on is that this all comes down to a principle I've had for years called tyranny of the majority. And I think that that's one of the things the government really has to protect the people against is tyranny of the majority. There was a point when, for instance, the Republicans were the majority, certainly the majority of representatives in government, and we saw what happened when the majority imposed their will on the people. So, you know, if the government itself doesn't stand up for those minority races, minority religions, and points of view, I sure don't think it's going to be the people themselves that will stand up, you know, and champion those causes to any great effect. It really is the government's job to protect all the people.
Well, I think that the city government ought to answer about this, and we'll endeavor to try to find out. Russ, thank you, man.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. You think I'm being oversensitive, John M.?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I don't see the big harm in it. But unless, as you think, maybe, that taxpayer money may have been used at the ballpark. But otherwise, I don't have a big problem with it.
You know the big problem I have? I'm so sick and tired of hearing about faith. Stop talking about it and exercise it.
Stop talking
about it and live it.
That was like the Founding Fathers. The fellow was just on was mentioning how they were Christians. Majority of them weren't Christians, were they? I thought they were deists.
Some of them were deists. Some of them were Christians.
Yeah. But, you know, whether or not they were men of strong faith or not, they kept their faith to themselves. I mean,
no, stop talking about faith and practice it.
Exactly.
Okay? Here's Jason and Greeley. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thanks. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Hey, so I was trying to find the email, but I've got a friend in Chicago that emailed me a Chicago Tribune article where one of the Montforts that owned the Colorado Rockies was saying that they were trying to get rid of they were trading all of the African-American players because they were trying to build a team of people that were good Christians and morally upright and everything.
What do you mean, African-Americans can't be good, moral, upright Christians?
That's exactly what it said in the article.
Good Lord.
What is this, the neo-Nazi baseball team?
Yeah,
they
apparently.
They want only white Aryan players.
Marred shot, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and there was no coverage. You know, I live in Greeley, where the Montforts are from, and I have to suffer with the Greeley Tribune, which shouldn't even be a paper anymore.
Our condolences.
I hear you, man.
You know, and so there was no coverage of this in Colorado. You know, my friends were shocked and were like, was this in the Tribune? Not in our Tribune, no.
And but, you say this was in the Chicago Tribune?
Yeah. And he emailed the article to me, and I can't find it, and I can't find it online now, but if I find it, I'll email it to you.
Yeah, please do, would you?
Yeah, so
make that your number one priority.
Okay. But, yeah, I just thought it was funny because, you know, so only Christians can hit a fastball.
Yeah, really.
So.
Really, absolutely. Well, you know, there are a lot of Christians out there that can throw curveballs, too. Just ask James Dobson.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, pal.
Thank you.
That was good. I like that one.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not.
he's thrown plenty of curveballs.
No, I know about them. You know, getting rid of the African American players.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. I'd love to find out if that's true. Okay, it's 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More coming up here at 303-713-7600. We'll talk about this Faith Day, part of the Rockies promotional lineup. Pass the peas and praise the Lord. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
Starting to see some recovery around the metro area. We've got a number of crashes that have been moved out of traffic lanes, but we still have problems on southbound I-25 at 20th, so watch out for a two-car there. Eastbound I-70, your ramp to southbound I-25 had some issues, and southbound I-25 continues to struggle through the Thornton North Glen area. That wreck long since gone, but traffic still very bogged down along that stretch. Weather today, looking for a nice day with sunny and warmer conditions, high of 36.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
100 people in Iraq. Is the surge going the wrong direction early on? The top commander in Afghanistan says he wants to extend the combat tours for U.S. soldiers. Where do we stand in Afghanistan at this point? Tony will take your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:49. It's 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I love this. In a recent study, 34% of women polled agreed that if my dog was a man, he'd be my boyfriend. And maybe Mary feels that way about Jackson. I don't think Coco counts in that. But we are awful, awful close to our pets, and particularly our dogs. And you know, if you love your dog like we love ours, then you got to treat your dog right. And our dogs, Coco and Jackson, have been on Purina One since the very beginning. And we've had friends switch to Purina One. You know, it's just the best thing going. And they saw the same thing that we did when we started our dogs on Purina One. The absolute high energy level, the skin, the coat color is just great. The eyes are clear. The skin is healthy. It's not dry. Purina One just does so much. And I really mean this. I mean, you really ought to check out Purina One because it's just the best. See the healthy difference that Purina One can make in your pet. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And you'll receive a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Don't wait today. Don't wait. Call today at 1-888-606-BARK. And you know what? You'll see the difference, and you'll turn your friends onto it like Mary and I have. And one of these days I'm going to get one of my friends to call in and talk about us switching, getting them to switch their animals to Purina One. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you.
We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's blue list. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's blue list and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the blue list, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on am760.net.
Okay. The first rule of being a radio professional at 8:54, 54 minutes after 8, is to maintain your composure and never let the audience know that you're angry. How did 8:37? Isn't it a great-looking day outside?
Yeah, it's beautiful out there. Real heat wave going on.
Boy, there is somebody in this business that I am so... You know what? I'd like to stick a surgical glove. Never mind.
You're throwing out negatives on the...
I know, man. Don't be negative. It's a morning show. Stop it. Don't be negative. Okay, one of these days I'm going to tell you who it is. But right now I can't say. We're talking about Faith Day of the Rockies. Pass the peas. Have faith. Here's Keisha, who thinks I'm being... Too oversensitive. You think I'm being too oversensitive?
Jay, yes, you're being way oversensitive, and I think it's the same as if, you know, the Ku Klux Klan demonstrations that the city pays for security to come and make sure there's nothing that happens and no violence that occurs. It's the same thing as some of the ball teams that, you know, give away, well, they give it away. They give away tickets to students. They have a student day. And so on and so forth. I mean, I can see if they were actually getting a free day. But anybody, if there's a market and, you know, there's enough people to come and participate, why not allow them to have a day where they can come and, you know, in the Christian, you know, aspect of it, maybe they don't want to be around a lot of cursing. Maybe they, you know, want to hear different types of music. And if there's a market for that to happen, you know, to win your argument, Jay, about religion, you can't complain about every single thing because then it just doesn't become credible. It becomes personal.
I understand that, except the only place I would dispute what you're saying is, and you could be right, you could be totally right that I'm being oversensitive, but the only place I would dispute that is the Ku Klux Klan marching, say, for instance, down Colorado Boulevard, would be an expression of the First Amendment. It would not be an endorsement by the state or by government of any belief or practice. The idea that you have a religious-oriented theme day and there's public money used, which I'm not saying there is, but if there were, whether it be at Coors Field, Mile High Stadium, Broncos Stadium, any place, I think if you look at court rulings, it would show you that that's a violation of the separation of church and state, which is contained in the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. And you're right. I could be being totally, completely oversensitive. And you're right about arguing about every issue. But, you know, I am going to say this. I am going to say this bottom line.
Okay.
Why don't these people, you know what? I'm so tired of hearing about faith. Why don't people practice it instead of preaching it all the time?
I think they do practice it, but they don't walk around saying, hey, I'm practicing faith today. Hey, I'm practicing faith today. I mean, you know, I don't understand what your argument is about.
My argument is that I'm overloaded with expressions of it and proselytizing, and I see lack of practice of it in the world.
Well, I mean, it's like I'm overwhelmed with people cursing and spitting and, you know, calling others names and fighting. And, I mean, it's just part of life. You walk down the street, something happens, you know.
Does that mean you should accept it?
Well, does that mean I have to go and complain about everything that happens? I mean,
if somebody swore in front of you and me, I'd say, yeah, stop it. There's a lady present.
Well, that's very nice of you, Jay. And I just want to make one quick point, too, before this call ends. aren't the Rockies a privately owned company?
Right, and if they're only using and if they're paying for everything and using private money, then they have every right to do what they want. But if there's any city money being used, then there's a problem, or any state money.
Well, my assumption is that because they're privately owned, that they would, you know, even though there might be officers there, that they would be hired on a private basis.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope you're right. But you know something?
We have no issue, Jay.
Well, yeah, but you know what I've learned through life? Never assume anything. Okay. Check it out first, because you never know. Hey, thanks, Keisha. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, see you later. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Travelocity presents the Cruise Super Sale. Every cruise line and every destination is on sale now.
Bon voyage!
Get a great deal plus shipboard credits, stateroom upgrades, and more.
Don't you just love upgrades?
The Travelocity Cruise Super Sale. On now, but only for a limited time.
So let's cruise, baby.
Visit Travelocity.com/supersale or AOL keyword cruise for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin and Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's happened again. For 2 years running, cancer deaths have fallen in the U.S. Let's get more on the story from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
This is new information for the 2 years up through 2004. Elizabeth Ward of the American Cancer Society says there are some important reasons why.
Screening has made a very important difference for breast cancer and for colorectal cancer.
In fact, the death rate plunge has been sharpest for people with colorectal cancer. At Emory University in Atlanta, Dr. Otis Brawley.
We're getting the understand cancer at a genetic level. We're developing better and better drugs.
And he says we're all helping by getting screened for cancer, improving our diets, and quitting smoking. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Now that the Democrats are in control of Congress, Senator Patrick Leahy is taking another shot at a measure aimed at major pharmaceutical companies. Live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
The Judiciary Committee chairman is joining a bipartisan group trying to stop settlements of patent disputes in which big drug companies pay off smaller ones to delay bringing generic drugs to market, generics that would be much cheaper for patients to buy. Wisconsin's Democratic Senator Herb Cole says the practice needs to be illegal.
To end this anti-competitive practice that enriches drug companies at the expense of consumers.
The pharmaceutical industry has one of the most powerful lobbies in Washington and can be expected to vigorously oppose the measure, Nick.
With forecasts calling for more freezing weather, California citrus growers are struggling with crops that have been devastated. In the San Joaquin Valley, Rod Gust had been burned before.
This year I'm very lucky.
He'd already picked his fruit, but others tried to forestall ripening, he says, in hopes of making more money.
They put a product on them that keeps them green longer. They don't really mature until late January and February and March. But, of course, this year, all that was for naught.
The total crop loss, around $1 billion. Since the days of the Cold War, the doomsday clock has been used as a symbol of nuclear danger in the world, and today it's moved closer to midnight. Let's go live to London and CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
Speaking through his famous voice synthesizer, the wheelchair-bound physicist Stephen Hawking warned that mankind could be doomed unless governments were
to render nuclear weapons obsolete and to prevent further climate change.
Hawking among British and U.S. scientists who've just moved the so-called doomsday clock ahead 2 minutes. It's now 5 minutes till doomsday.
Well, a pioneer of doo-wop music is gone.
Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go.
James Pookie Hudson, lead singer for the Spaniels, has died at age 72. Hudson also wrote Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night, the group's biggest hit from 1953.
I hate to leave. But I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart.
And checking Wall Street at this hour right now, the Dow is down 21 points and the NASDAQ off 7, the S&P 500 down a point as well. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oric XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oric XL.
Tonight.
This is the course I've chosen. And in the end, you're completely alone with it all.
The most highly acclaimed drama in television history is now on A&E. The Sopranos.
You know who I am? Do you know what I do?
The Power.
You got no idea what it's like to be number one.
The Love.
What does she have that I don't have?
The Loyalty.
I follow you into the gates of hell.
The Vengeance.
There has to be consequences.
The Sopranos on A&E. Tonight at 9, 8 Central.
Once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Intel has put its plant in the Springs up for sale and says it'll close that facility if they can't find a buyer. The fate of the plant's 1,000 employees now depends on whether the plant is sold and what a buyer plans to do with it. Search resumes today for anybody who might not have made it out of that Colorado Springs apartment complex that burned to the ground yesterday. Investigators still trying to figure out what caused the blaze that left 150 people homeless and at least two dozen hurting. Up to 500 people expected to attend a public forum in Denver today on a recommended overhaul of the nation's school system. Now, so many people wanted to go to that meeting, it had to be moved to the Colorado Convention Center. And an alert Dairy Queen clerk is getting credit for helping the cops catch a suspected counterfeiter. Jeffco officials say the clerk refused to accept a $100 bill from a drive-through customer. She wrote down the driver's license plate, called the cops. They traced the plate to a home and arrested a 28-year-old idiot. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like our freeway wrecks are all cleared up, finally, around the Denver metro area. Still a number of slow pockets, southbound 225 Tech Center, southbound 25 to your downtown area, and eastbound I-70. Still a little busy I-25 to York. Also, for your drive between Boulder and Golden, Highway 93 has been shut down now from Coal Creek Canyon Road to Highway 72. That's due to high winds and...
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk, and it's good to have you along. Hi today, 37, under breezy conditions. J. Marvin, John M., and we're hanging in here, and it's good to have you along. All right, last hour we were talking about the Faith Day, part of the Rockies promotional lineup. On the line with me here, and we just got her, like, totally at the last minute. Kathy, my friend Kathy Azuri, Executive Director of the Colorado Chapter of the ACLU. Please go to aclu-co.org and join, because we need all the help we can get. Kathy, good morning and welcome.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Jay?
Well, I'm hanging in.
Good, good.
All right. I don't know about this. I could be right. I could be wrong. But you know what? I figured you know, or if you don't, you'll find out. You're the person to go to. This Faith Day that's coming up at the Rockies.
Yeah.
All right. Is any city money used towards maintaining that baseball stadium or the events there?
You know, I don't know that. I need to look into it. I do know that the Denver police, and I don't know if they're on-duty police or off-duty police.
I think some of them are off-duty, but I don't know about the ones that are outside or have to give support.
And it's the ones that are outside that are more likely not off-duty. But, you know, all they're doing really is working for the public safety with large crowds and lots of cars. And that's more or less an ancillary kind of activity that they would want to do no matter what was going on at Coors Field.
How about if Coors Field receives any money from the city or the state?
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things that there have been some cases that allow money to go for certain types of support with respect to education. But I don't know whether or not the cities or the districts, actually, because there was a stadium district that was formed to pay for Coors Field. And so I don't know if the district or the city puts any money into Coors Field on a regular basis anymore. But I'll look into it and check it out. I think it's, you know, in reading the article this morning in the Rocky, you know, it seems kind of cynical because they're not really trying to they're not trying to spread the ministry. They're trying to get people in, trying to get people to buy tickets, and so they're actually using the churches and the people to sell tickets.
Yeah, using God to pay mammon.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what's going on. I mean, they're looking for is more behinds in the seats.
All right, so I have no case, basically, then.
I don't know. I'll take a look at it, but my first guess is no.
All right, that's fine. But you're right. I mean, the other part of it, being marketed to,
yeah,
you know, I mean, as a segment, you know, using religion as a marketing tool for baseball.
Right.
How bad does that suck?
It sounds pretty bad to me. I mean, it's the same thing with the nativity scenes and that kind of thing. Because the court has ruled that because they really aren't religious, they're really meant to bring people downtown to shop. They're okay, and I find that very offensive. Frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You think you've seen it all, don't you?
Yeah.
And yeah. I know that USA Today ran a big, long article here. Somebody sent it to me, but I'd already read it. I think it was like last summer, or I can't remember when, about the baseball team being very religious-oriented. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
But, I mean, if they're having baseball and praise the Lord, and there's any taxpayer dollars being used... And I don't understand why they can't be more inclusive. Why does it have to just be Christians?
Well, you know, according to that article they were talking about, they're trying to turn it into a faith day now. I mean, I would, if I were a Rockies season ticket holder, which I think, given their performance of late, is probably a bad investment. I just wonder, you know, if I were of another faith. And I knew that they were doing this. I'd probably be thinking about turning back my tickets because they're not including. They're not trying to appeal to me as a person of a different faith. If I were,
But even even if they did make it, which you're right, in the article they indicate they're trying to make it more inclusive or that they want to make it a faith day. I still go back to what you said originally. I mean, marketing to people that can't come to baseball games for religion.
Right. I mean, that's
Jeez, how
I mean,
hard up do you have to be?
Yeah, I kind of wonder if they'd ever have an atheist day.
I think they.
Yeah, they should. Well, do they have a gay pride day?
I don't know. I mean, this is pretty much under the radar.
I mean, do they have like a
I would like
Jewish
to see,
Neurotics Day? I don't know.
No, see, yeah. What I would like to see is a no-pork hot dog day. That way you appeal to Muslims and the Jews.
Yeah, why not? Why couldn't we have that? Let's call the Iraqis
like
and ask them.
I like it. I
you know?
I think they should have an agnostics day, you know, and just appeal to everybody.
Sure. You know? I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah, but then the agnostics wouldn't know if they could believe in the final score.
That's right.
That's great.
Oh, jeez. As I live and breathe, you know, every day it's something, isn't it?
It really is. It's amazing.
And I'm getting people who are calling and saying you're making a big deal out of nothing, but it's like, oh, you know, and John Turk has a great question. He wonders how good beer sales will be on this day.
I'll bet they'll be pretty good.
are they not going to serve beer at all?
That's an interesting question, but, you know, not all religions abstain from alcohol. Not even all Christian religions abstain from alcohol.
They could have Catholic Day and just serve sacramental wine.
only family refreshments.
And wafers.
Only family refreshments will be served.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. I'm sorry I ever got into this. You know?
There it goes. It's over.
Forget it.
End of the road.
I would like to take a second to talk about an event we have coming up tonight.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. We have a group called Young Professionals at the ACLU, and it's really meant to appeal to the 25 to 40. And, you know, if you think of yourself as a young professional, even if you're over 40, you're more than welcome to attend. And what we do is once a month we get together. They get together. I am over 40.
we didn't have that as a requirement, disclosure of your age.
I know. Well, I just want you to know that, you know, that there won't be a lot of old fogies there. It'll be primarily young people.
Young, smart, intelligent professionals.
Right. People who want to sort of get together with like-minded people of around their same age. There's a little social area at first. You know, we have wine and cheese, and we always hold it at a different gallery, an art gallery.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, tonight it's going to be at the Rule Gallery in Denver at 2nd and Broadway. And it starts at 5:30. There'll be wine and light refreshments, and then there'll be some chatting about ACLU issues. I'm going to actually be the speaker and talk about legislation and sort of an end of the start of the session and end of last year kind of update and sort of bring people up to date on what we're about. And then they just sit and chat some more, and it's kind of a nice event, you know, and we're starting such a program in Boulder, and we're hoping to start another one in Colorado Springs.
Oh, that's great. Okay, it's at the, what gallery is that again?
Rule Gallery.
Yeah.
2nd and Broadway.
Right.
Starts at 5:30.
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun.
And will the fabulous Rachel Chaparro be there?
Yes, the fabulous Rachel Chaparro is in charge of this program.
Oh, good. Everybody go there and ask for Rachel.
That's right. She's terrific.
She is. She's a good person. Okay. And also go to the ACLU's website. That's aclu-co.org. And join up because we need all the help we can get. We need all the folks we can recruit.
We absolutely do.
Right?
Absolutely.
And then we'll have ACLU Day at the ballpark.
Hey, I love
it.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
about that?
I love it.
All right, Kathy.
Thanks a lot.
Good to have you on.
Take care.
All right, take care. Bye. There's Kathy Hazuri. She's the executive director of the Colorado chapter of the ACLU. And don't forget that Young Professionals meeting tonight.
Is that like a date night?
No, I don't think so.
Because I've always felt that anybody I dated, they had to share my political beliefs.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't care about religious faith or anything else, but I had to have a like-minded compadre when it came to politics. I could never date a Republican.
I've got good friends that are conservative.
Yeah, well, I have good friends, but I could never date one.
Well, I can't date either. I'm married.
Me too. But your wife's a progressive.
Who, my husband Jim? No. I'm only kidding. I just wanted to shake up some of the guys. I just want to shake up some of the authoritarian right-wingers out there.
There we go.
Okay. It's 9:17, 17 minutes after 9.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
We'll show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
What the right wing fears the most. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 9, high today 37 under breezy skies.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you I am the bees. I'm dressed up with a line.
I'm glad for my bud Jimmy Rabbit out there who may be streaming this show down there in Grand Junction. All right, J. Marvin here, AM760.net. Stream us. Podcasts, those are available, too, if you want to hear what went on earlier in the morning, maybe when you weren't up or weren't listening. And also, you can IM me there, too. All right, it's open phones. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. Here's Judy down in the Springs. Judy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome back, and I hope you're feeling better. I'm your resident Republican down here in Focus on the Family country.
Oh, wow.
I want to let you know, I agree with you, because not all Christian denominations are of the same ilk as the ones that put on these faith-based events. All right? I'm ostracized because my denomination is takes a different view on homosexuality and abortion than, for instance, Dobson does. So And their music is not my music, so I have no reason to go to that kind of faith-based event because it doesn't represent my faith at all. So I feel like you, and here I am a Christian, and I feel ostracized because I don't fit the mold. And I think a lot of people out there have this picture of Christians. They're only one kind, and we're not. We are such a variety, and I'm glad that the denomination that I belong to has such a big tent for all of us to fit under.
What denomination do you belong to?
I'm an Episcopalian.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I think we just have to be careful in this country not to get into a situation where we violate the First Amendment. I think the best way to figure that out is through litigation and let the courts, you know, decide where you fix things. I mean, I think it's the best way to figure it out, and I think people on different sides of the issue are going to have different interpretations about what is a violation and what isn't a violation. And the thing is you got to go before a judge and you got to try to figure it out. But as Kathy has already said, you know, there's no state or city money using any of that stuff. Then
right.
There's no harm, no foul, as they say.
No, I just won't go to those type of events. That's all, because I don't fit in. One other little thing.
I don't fit in any events, so therefore I stay in the house all the time.
Right, I know. Well, I want to make a statement about the music. You need to play Eric Johnson and Stevie Ray Vaughan.
All right, we will. You got it.
All right, cool.
Okay.
And I'm still celebrating the Dems victory down here.
There you go, Judy. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. She wants to hear some Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I got an email here that John Turk handed to me. John M., remember the old adage. Republican boys date Democratic girls. They'll end up marrying Republican girls, but they want to have some fun first.
Girls just want to have fun.
Right.
Thank God I don't have to date anymore. Boy dating.
No, that was...
I was never any good at that either. God, I don't even know how I managed to get to work.
I don't know how we managed to get married.
You know, that's... You know what? And I did it twice.
I've done it four times.
You've been married four times?
My wife number four.
Oh, get out of here. Four times?
Yeah, my first wife was my high school sweetheart. That's usually a mistake. My second wife was my co-anchor woman.
That's all right. Wait a minute. Did you get your first wife pregnant when she was real young? Is that what the story was?
No.
Shotgun wedding?
Nope.
First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes the child and the baby carriage?
No, not at all. Never had.
You voluntarily, willingly did that at what? How? At
19.
What age? Well, I got married at 19. Of course, it's not the same thing. I ended up in a motel in San Antonio drunk with this woman in bed next to me.
And you found out you were married to her.
I married her.
Oh, Lord.
Gosh.
No, I was totally sober
God,
insane.
What was I thinking, huh?
I was totally sober and insane when I did that.
All right, so then what was marriage number two?
Anyway, so marriage number three ended after college.
Wait a minute, what happened to two?
Marriage number one ended after college.
Marriage number one ended after college.
I was 26. I started an all-news radio station in Miami, WINZ, and I hired this gal, sight unseen, from WKRC in Cincinnati. And I didn't know what she looked like to be my co-anchor woman. She was a 6'1", gorgeous blonde, former Miss Teenage Cincinnati. We got married 6 weeks after we started working together.
Oh, that's dangerous. 6 weeks, that's asking for trouble.
That lasted 5 years.
Well, that's pretty good for 5 years.
We moved to L.A., and she liked L.A. She looked like a Southern California girl. I got a job offer up in San Francisco, and she said, bye. You know how that goes.
Okay, so that's two. What was up with three?
Number three, unfortunately, was the... That was a pretty good marriage for a while, but then my alcoholism was on the rise.
So you drank yourself out of that one.
I drank myself out of that one.
Okay, what happened to four? No, four is still going.
Four? It'll be 7 years on April 15th.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been married for 26 years.
I know, and you just got remarried, didn't you, in the Elvis Chapel in Vegas?
Yeah.
I think that's great.
I love Mary. She's great.
Yeah, you got a great wife.
I do. She's the best.
Yeah, this one I think is going to last. I'm running out of opportunities.
What do you mean you're running out of opportunities?
I'm getting old.
Well, there's always eHarmony.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've seen that ad. They look like losers.
Well, you can get on there.
No, I don't think so.
Or some liberated liberal single site.
No, this one's going to last. She, you know, she's a good gal. She's also in recovery. So
all right. So you're an ex-alcoholic. How long has it been since you've had a drink?
It was 9 years on this past Columbus Day.
Great.
I sailed to a new world on Columbus Day. I had a friend whose sobriety day was December 7th. He always had a sneak attack of sobriety on December
7th. That's great. So do you go to meetings and all that stuff?
Every now and then, yeah. Yep.
I have trouble going to the group support meetings. They have group support meetings for this for gastric bypass patients, but I've never gone to one. First of all, I can't stay up past 7 o'clock. Second of all, I just have trouble going to them.
Yeah, it after a few years, you know, you kind of, some people taper off on their attendance at meetings. But, you know, I still go occasionally enough to get the message pounded into my head that I'm a alcoholic, and if I ever take another drink, I'm playing Russian roulette with my life.
Yeah, drinking sucks anyway.
Yeah.
Here's Justin and Parker. Justin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, good. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Just want to make a comment about the woman who called earlier and said you were being too sensitive. You know, I got to tell you, I mean, obviously, you know, you look at the corporations that have been taking over this country, you know, and conglomerates and AT&T merging into Singular and things with names changing all the time. And really, you know, it's just a few companies owning everything. And technically, I think the baseball parks, you know, may technically be owned by, you know, a person. But, you know, baseball is a staple of our country. And I don't see that they can... You know, I think you're right. I don't think that they can do that. That they can make days.
Well, they can if they're not accepting any taxpayer money. They certainly can. It's a private business, and they can do whatever they want to do. And God bless them, and more power to them. However, I'm kind of like Kathy Hazuri in that I think marketing to people to get them in the seats over religion is pretty cynical. That's pretty, you know, that's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that works.
Well, right. And, like, you know, obviously, technically, that might be, you know, an appropriate thing to do, but, you know, you look around, and when a few corporations own everything, and, you know, a lot of times Fox News, which is, you know, all Republicans, and, you know, it's just, it gets hard to take after a while, because all these things, you know, it's just, it's subtle, and people will go, oh, yeah, you're being a baby about it, but, you know, you got to draw a line somewhere, you know?
Yeah, well, I think somebody sent me an email about, you know, well, now you're all up in arms. And I really wasn't all up in arms, but I'm just kind of a passionate speaker. But what I was really kind of doing is just asking the question, trying to inquire as to whether one, there was any state or city money used. That was number one. And then the other idea is that, once again, using, you know, religion to market, to sell baseball tickets, there's just something not... No, it hits me as weird.
Not kosher.
Yeah. Just hits me as weird.
Well, there's those of us out there that, you know, believe it or not, don't follow one belief system or one, you know. And I get tired of people sitting there going, all right, you kind of have to follow this way, and this is the way to be, and this is the way to do things. And they're like, oh, it's all right, you know, just look the other way if you're not one of us. When really, the Colorado Rockies are for everyone, you know. And
yeah,
just,
but you know what, though? But you know something? They're really not. I mean, they're a private business. I mean, that's kind of a myth that we're taught, but in reality, it's not really true. It's kind of like the public own the airwaves, but in reality, the public never has and never will.
Right. But living in America, I mean, I mean, isn't it called America's pastime?
Yeah, but it's a marketing. That's a marketing slogan. That's not the truth. I mean, it's a business.
Yeah,
it's like anything else. So you got to look at it that way. And if there's no taxpayer money used, then they're free to do whatever they want. And God bless them and let them do it. That's what America's all about. Hey, Justin, thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Right? I mean, isn't that what it stands for?
If they thought they could make money off of a reformed Druid Day at the ballpark,
yeah, let them do it.
They would do it. Yeah.
As long as there's no taxpayer money involved, or as long as they don't step over the line as interpreted through the judicial system and as interpreted through the Constitution, because that's what America goes by. even though we currently have an administration that can't read the Constitution and an attorney general who doesn't know what the Fourth Amendment says. That's besides the point.
That's so scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very scary. 9:32, 32 minutes after the hour. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Got a couple of late morning wrecks. Northbound 25 Hamden, southbound 225 at the Tech Center. That one was at Yosemite. It's off on the shoulder, but we've got some debris in the road and some minor slowing past it. Another slow pocket, eastbound I-70, I-25 to York. And for your drive between Boulder and Golden, looks like they've shut down Highway 93 from Coal Creek Canyon Road to Highway 72. High winds, very dangerous.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
60 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite progressive news, traffic, weather, ski report, and listen to AM760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Let's kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, cause here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Wake up the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh Ahi tuna is seasoned, seared, and served on a bed of crisp romaine. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
9:34, 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, it's a new year, and a time when many people want to make major changes in their lives, but how many of us follow through with our New Year's resolutions? Well, that's a good question. You know what? Icon LASIK Center will help you follow through with yours. This year, make your 2007 resolution reality. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999, and well, now it's 2007, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help you make glasses a thing of the past for as little as $499 per eye. Now, if you're short on cash because of the holidays, Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest up to 24 months. Icon now offers Interlace, Playless LASIK. Learn more about this by getting in touch with Icon Laser Center, LASIK Center today. Icon, they're good folks. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N, Denver.com.
Have you or someone you know suffered a stroke? Colorado Neurological Institute is seeking individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety and effectiveness of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Well, I don't know if I always think like you. You may have disagreements with me, and that's fine, too. 9:36, 36 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 37 under breezy conditions, and get podcasts of this show at am760.net. Or stream us, or IM us, or whatever it is you want to do at am760.net. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. By the way, I didn't mention this morning, and I should have. This is the Denver Post in the business section. Colorado reclaims foreclosure title. Colorado regained the nation's top foreclosure rate in December, despite a nearly 4% dip in foreclosures from the previous month, according to RealtyTrack. An Irvine, California provider of foreclosure data. Boy, that's sad. This state had the highest monthly rate, one in every 376 households, for the ninth time in 2006. It had dropped to number two behind Nevada in November, But Nevada slipped back to number two as its foreclosure activity decreased 12% in December. Well, it's terrible.
Part of the reason for that, of course, the fact that mortgage lenders are just about completely unregulated here in Colorado.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's really wrong. Here's Jeff in Westminster. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing good.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back and
Thank
all.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I was curious. One morning it would be interesting just to grab a copy of the Constitution and read it, you know, because I have this conversation with people all the time. It's like, well, this was founded as a Christian nation. Well, you know, it's not anywhere in the Constitution. So either they purposely left it out or they couldn't spell it. One or the other.
Well, I think if you look at our history, I think you know why. I mean, they wanted... You know, they had gone through that whole experience with the Church of England. They you know, they just didn't want it again. I mean, they didn't want to be, you know, terrorized by it.
I mean, it just amazes me that everyone says, well, it mentions God all through the Constitution.
Well, no, it doesn't. And you know what? That whole thing about in God we trust and currency didn't come until the commie scare of the
1952, right?
Yeah. Right, 52.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it'd just be interesting to, you know, it's only a couple hundred words, pretty short.
Yeah, we will get on and read it some morning, and maybe I am oversensitive about it, because I don't dislike people who are religious, and I know some of the nicest people in the world who are, and who don't preach faith, they practice it, and you're awed by their big hearts and their ability to give, and be good people.
Yeah, what?
But it's like I see these things in the news sometimes, and I just think to myself, you know, enough's enough already. And I do think there's too much preaching about and too much talking about faith and not enough doing of faith.
Yeah.
I really believe that. Because you know what? If there was more doing of faith, don't you think that fundamentally this would be a kinder, gentler place, or would it be a tougher or rougher place to live?
I don't know. I'm thinking Jesus would have hung them just like they did all three of them, maybe.
Well, I mean, really. I mean, you know, really. Seriously. I think this would be a nicer. I think this would be a nicer place.
If people actually loved their brother and got along with one another.
Well, yeah. If they were actually truly religious.
If I was a Republican, I'd say you're some kind of, you know, dreaming of some kind of utopia there.
Well, probably so, but I'm not as naive to believe that we could, you know, live in a utopia, but I see people do things every single day that are unnecessary, that are rude or intolerant and unnecessary, and you know, it's like the woman who called up close to the top of the hour last hour, where she said, well, there's a lot of things that go on in the world I can't do anything about, and she, you know, brought up swearing, for instance, and I swear a lot in private, but I try not to swear in public in front of kids. And I mean, how come people just don't try to be like just a little bit more courteous to other people? Don't you think it'd be a better place if everybody tried a little bit of that? Well, of course it would be, and isn't that what religion's all about? Isn't that what the Bible's supposed to talk about?
I thought that's what it talked about.
Love one another. I mean, that was the most profound.
So, well, you know, how about this? How about this? How about you don't have to love one another, but how about you have to try to respect one another?
Yeah, but you know what I mean, the idea of not bashing each other over the head.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're not supposed to fight it out in the streets.
Right.
Oh, and you mean we're supposed to talk?
And help the poor.
Yeah, we should try.
And help the poor. Gee, isn't that a novel idea?
Well, yeah. For instance, there's a story yesterday. I didn't do this story, Jeff, but there's a story yesterday. And this story, these stories have been going around in the news now for quite a while. They've been going around for the last 6 or 7 months about how people are attacking the homeless on the streets.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to be a pretty low human being to pull a stunt like that.
Yeah, there seems to be a few of them out there, doesn't there?
Yeah, and what's up with that? Okay, who raised them and what did they teach them? I mean, that's fundamentally what you got to ask. And, you know, why isn't society coming forward, you know, in a more vocal manner and basically denouncing it and going like, okay, you know what? This is not how we conduct ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an example.
But no, but it's more important for Reverend Dobson to be saying there's no way he would support John McCain.
Yeah, that's an example, too. Okay, it's like you're getting involved in politics.
Yeah.
Instead of like looking after what's going on in the community.
Yeah, maybe the meth's gone to his head, too, huh?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know about that. All right, thank you, Jeff. All right, I'm not going to make that comment about him. But I don't know, maybe I'm being, you know, too idealistic.
But if we're not idealistic, then we become cynics. And if we become cynics, then there's no hope left.
Why? You've made a good living off being one, so have I.
I've still got that shred of hope, you know? I mean, I
have a total shred of hope. And I think this is a wonderful place.
Yes,
a wonderful country.
And
full of wonderful people. And I think we can accomplish anything we want to accomplish. We just have to put our minds to it.
And set our priorities straight.
Right, exactly.
You know, I
think people of faith have a definite role to play, and definitely have a, you know, definitely should be included in on everything.
Yep.
We should listen to what they have to say. I really believe that, but I'm not talking about authoritarian type religious structures.
No,
that insist it's my way or the highway.
And you know, that's the thing that gets me about some of the fundamentalists that I've had try to convert me. You know, I had a good friend from college that married a gal in North Carolina, and she was a proselytizer. And, you know, I'm trying to explain to her, I'm not interested, that's not what I believe, but it's part of her religion to try to convert you. And that just, I was getting madder and madder throughout the entire evening, and finally I just had to leave, because I don't want to be around people that will not respect my beliefs, that part of their belief is trying to get me to change my belief. I can't go for that.
I don't mind people talking to me about it. It's when they start getting angry and start getting, like, really, really pushy.
And, like, you must believe this. You know, that's when I start drawing the line.
Yeah. Like, you better do it or else.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got relatives that are like that.
My sympathies.
You're going to hell. Okay, well, right.
I'll see you there.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun.
We'll see.
You guys should have seen the conversations I had with my in-laws over the holidays with all these scandals that are going on in the church with Ted Haggard and this guy at Grace Chapel. And I tried to convince my mother-in-law that Peter in the Bible was gay, and she would have absolutely nothing of it.
Why would you do that?
Oh, well, the guy from Grace Chapel had mentioned that he had him being gay was the thorn in his side. And in the Bible, Peter mentions the thorn in his side,
but
and
it doesn't mean,
Christians
it doesn't
say
mean
that it was blindness.
All right, so it probably was. It doesn't say in there that he was gay.
Well, a lot of people that I talk to think that might have been what Peter's thorn in his flesh was, that he was gay, not that he was blind. I mean, his sin was worth being stoned over. I don't think blindness is being, you know, worthy being stoned. I don't know. So I had this whole conversation with the in-laws, and it was not pretty.
And now you're going to hell with me and Jay, right?
In a handbasket.
With all the gay people.
Right. I always like Billy Joel's song, Only the Good Die Young.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints.
That's true. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's 9:45, 45 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic with Robert Gates.
Jay, things are back up to speed on the highway, so as you head out, you'd have no trouble getting to where you need to go on I-25, either side of the downtown area, seeing good speeds through the bridges. Also in and around the tech center, not only on I-25, but good speeds on 225, heading over from I-25 to Parker. Also, that Parker to I-70 stretch is running wide open across Aurora on both sides of the highway. I-70 in good shape both sides of town, even across that elevated portion by the stock show. About the only challenge today is going to be the wind, especially on the west side. Highway 93 is still shut down due to those high winds. As far as weather goes, mostly sunny, breezy, a high of 39. Tonight, clear and cold again, lows back into the single digits. And tomorrow, more sunshine, but it's going to be a cold day, not even reaching 30. Look for a high of 27. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
on the next Ed Schultz Show.
Tony Truppiano sits in for me. Ed Schultz. Bombs and bullets have killed over 100 people in Iraq. Is the surge going the wrong direction early on? The top commander in Afghanistan says he wants to extend the combat tours for U.S. soldiers. Where do we stand in Afghanistan at this point? Tony will take your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, are you ready to take control in 2007? I have a feeling that there are some resolutions out there that are saying you'll do just that. Take control of your diet or your career or your relationship. Well, how about this? I think it's time you take control of your sleep. That's right, your sleep. And this is actually possible with the bed that Mary and I have, the Sleep Number bed. How you sleep can affect so many other things in your life, your ability to learn, concentration, effectiveness at work. Good sleep has even been linked to more successful weight loss. And, you know, your body repairs itself at night while you sleep. And the key to getting a good night's sleep is creating a sleep environment that's just right for you, including how your mattress feels and how it can adapt to your needs. You don't have to settle for an old-fashioned innerspring mattress or a one-size-fits-all space foam bed. Now you can truly personalize your mattress and your sleep every single night with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. You simply set your sleep number and your own mattress will be as firm and as soft as you want, putting you back in control of your own comfort. I have never slept so comfortably in all of my life. And when I was in the hospital, I missed my Sleep Number bed. And now since I'm losing weight, now I'm starting to experiment with the different settings. I was at 80, and now I'm lowering it and raising it. And I'm having a great time. And you can just get it so it's exactly comfortable the way you like. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by a good housekeeping seal. Start this new year right and get a better night's sleep. Visit your Select Comfort store today, and while you're there, see how you can get a complimentary 2-week pass to Bally's Total Fitness, the largest and most experienced health club in America. At Bally's, you'll find motivated and dynamic personal trainers and exercise classes such as yoga, Pilates, and kickboxing to reach your fitness goal in 2007. Select Comfort stores, well, they're located in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
At Aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
You're listening to Colorado's progressive voice, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Doesn't this make you want to be a disc jockey again? Yes, it does. There are no good disc jockeys left in the world except Brett Saunders. 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 37. Breezy, it's open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. And here's Chris to answer this question about Paul. Chris, go ahead.
Right, so you mentioned it was Peter. It was not Peter, it was Paul that had the thorn in his flesh. And if you read the context of what he was writing about, it may have been his eyes, because we know that his conversion happened with the blinding light, and it's believed that his eyes were damaged, and there's other indications of that based on others writing the letters on his behalf. But also, it could have been the persecution he was getting within the congregation from those who were resisting what he was trying to teach. So to break it down to a gay thing or not is an oversimplification. And
boy, having all these discussions about the Bible, we sound like the Moody Bible Institute station.
Well, and it's important to read it.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, I'm not taking you to task for what you're telling us. I mean, I'm happy enough that you think enough to get involved that you call up and impart the information to us.
Well, and Jay, I've been listening to you for years on and off. Both times that you've been in town here, and you have a very interesting program. Even though I don't agree with a lot of what you say. But nonetheless, if Paul had been a practicing homosexual, he would not have had the status in the congregation that he held. And whether you agree with that or not, but that's pretty much what the Bible dictates. So,
well, I don't think, for me personally, I don't think that's for me to agree or disagree. I think that if that's
the way it is, that's the way it is. And for people who believe in Christianity and believe in the New Testament, then that's the way they see it. And that's okay with me. I just don't believe in public policies that limit homosexuals, limit gay and lesbians to being second-class citizens. But I think, you know, under the roof of your own home or in your church or wherever it is you want to be, that, man, you should believe what you want to believe.
Well, and that's everybody's right, which is, why God is a God of love. He allows people to do that. But by the same token, the Bible, there's nowhere in there that gives Christians the permission to legislate morals on other people.
Then how how do some of these people get away with it?
Because Paul even wrote in another part of the Bible to Timothy that people would pay attention to things that would tickle their ears. And so they hear what they want to hear. They pull out what they want to pull out. Another instance is hellfire. There's nowhere in the Bible that indicates there's a burning hell. That's a man-made doctrine that was created to instill fear in people, predates Christianity, and it has nothing to do with what a loving God intended for mankind.
So what is the description of hell?
Hell is the grave. It comes from a Hebrew word called Sheol, and it means pit or the grave. It's basically what happens when you die, which, according to the Bible, is a total state of unconsciousness. So that death is in a sense final, but with the hope of a resurrection at some future time. But there's nothing in the Bible to indicate that after you die, part of you is going to live on and be tormented somewhere else. Again, that's a MA doctrine.
You know, consider this your calling card to call any time around the subject of religion. I just made you our biblical expert, so call any time, okay?
Would love to. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
I can tell you what hell is. Hell is Robin Bertolucci's office. Nobody knows what that means, but I do.
I always liked to.
I've been there many times.
I always like Jean-Paul Sartre in his play No Exits at the end. Hell is other people.
That's right.
That's as existential as you can get.
No, hell is my family. Let's go to John at Highlands Ranch. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, John, how are you?
Well, I'm well, thanks. Welcome back, Jay, and speedy recovery to you, sir.
I'm working on it.
All right, buddy. Hey, you know how the word liberal has become a pejorative in our society?
Yeah.
The word Christian's gotten a bad rap, too, because, what we think of when we think of Christian is fundamentalist, right wing Republican, and the mere fact that the Republican Party was able to get a hold of that word is kind of surprising to me when you consider what a Christian really is about the golden rule, do unto others that you'd have done unto you. The least among us are the ones we need to help and take care of, and none of those are Republican values.
Good point.
That's a great point. I'll tell you something else too. You can't lump everybody who's a Christian into one basket together. There's all kinds of varieties and beliefs, and I apologize to Christians if they believe that that's what I'm doing, but you're right about that.
Exactly. And one of the things I believe is that the main thing wrong with all religions is or are fundamentalists, the ones that think that they're the only ones who have the right answer. St. Francis said it best. He said, preach the gospel always, and when necessary, use words. And it's about what we do and how we treat one another. It's not about, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, who's the only Son of God who died on the cross, and if I ask him for forgiveness, I'm going to go to heaven, so therefore I can do whatever I want to do on planet Earth. It's missing the point.
Yeah,
I think you're absolutely right about that. You know something? This is really true. I think you see this the older you get, too.
Yeah.
Extremism in anything, religion, politics, it doesn't make any difference what it is. Extremism always leads to trouble.
Exactly, because that's that I know and you don't, and nobody really knows. I used to, when I was a kid, I had the troubled youth, and I was hoping for the day when I'd get my crap together, the old faith statement, get your crap together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've discovered it's just a continuous act of gathering crap, and that's why we're here, to learn more lessons.
Yeah.
God bless you guys. Have a good day.
I think you're absolutely right. John, call me again.
All right, buddy.
See ya. Boy, is he right.
Yeah, Socrates said 2,300 years ago, moderation in all things.
I think it's really true, and I apologize to any Christians who have come away with a, feeling that I'm lumping them all together and that I'm anti-religious, because I'm not anti-religious. I'm not anti-religious. I'm not sure that there's a God or there isn't, but I'm not anti-religious. I am extremely sensitive to religion, to the crossing the line between church and state.
Yeah.
I'm extremely sensitive to that. And the reason is because it dates back to when I was a kid. And you grow up in a predominantly Christian, predominantly right-wing area like Orange County, California, and you're Jewish, and, you know, they don't spare 10 seconds to let you know. And, I mean...
See, I was lucky growing up in Miami in the 50s and 60s, because a lot of my best friends were Jewish. You know, I grew up exposed to Judaism, and, you know, I had a different upbringing.
Yeah, but you know the one thing you didn't get by
now? I never liked locks, however.
Well, you know the one thing you didn't get, though, by growing up in Miami and not California?
What?
You didn't grow up in the home of the Rat Fink and Big Daddy Ed Roth. And
oh,
I did.
Right.
And I did. And
right.
Big Daddy, for those of you that are Rat Fink fans, Big Daddy Ed Roth rules. All right, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Have a good day. Al Franken is next.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at